Blog Talk Radio.
You okay?
Okay.
Hey, so, we here to try to go out and make some grass to go turn.
Back when I was a child, before life removed all the innocence, my father would lift me high and dance with my mother and me, and then spin me around till I fell asleep. Then up the stairs he would carry me, and I knew for sure I was loved. If I could get another chance, another walk, another dance with him, I'd play a song that would never, ever end. How I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. When I and my mother would disagree, to get my way I would run from her to him. He'd make me laugh just to comfort me, yeah, yeah. Then finally make me do just what my mama said. Later that night when I was asleep, he left a dollar under my sheet. Never dreamed that he would be gone from me. If I could steal one final glance, one final step, one final dance with him, I'd play a song that would never ever end. 'Cause I'd love, love, love to dance with my father again. Sometimes I'd listen outside her door, and I'd hear how my mother cried for him. I'd pray for her even more than me. I'd pray for her.
Chicago, Illinois. Welcome to the Big Eddie Klotsoff Motor City Mafia Grudge Race Show. Hit the one button and let yourself be heard.
Do it. You can satisfy.
Whatever it is.
Friday.
Do it. You can satisfy.
What's up, everybody? And thank y'all for joining me again for another Friday night Big Eddie Grudge Race Talk Show. Last week at this time, we was just trying to get things out, a little more information, trying to push the race for the next day, Saturday. And, man, it turned out to be a beautiful thing. Everybody came together and helped each other and did things, man. I was ecstatic and still is, you know, about it. It was real nice. And, shit, the next time we just going to try to do better. We're going to try to figure out how to get these boys to get in the shootout. I couldn't understand why they wouldn't get in the shootout. I mean, they always say the money. That was a pretty nice pot. And them guys still didn't move. You know, we had the little shootout with Zay and them that came to save us a little bit with that four-car shootout, which was real nice. But, man, I've seen everybody was out there like a family. I mean, we had Jeremiah out there on the mic helping out. We had Preacher Boy out there on the mic. I heard Sean on the mic, the other Sean Webb. I mean, all you guys stepped in and did y'all part just to make it a good event. I sure appreciate it and everything, you know. And my boy Preacher Boy tried to get over to see me, but it didn't work out. But he hollered at me. We hollered and everything. And then Jeremiah came over to where I was, bought the mic with him, and I had to give a little shout on the mic with a little bit of that famous song that's worldwide now, The Trance Break. So, yeah, let me open up this mic. I might as well open it up and start getting started, because my
what's
man Undercover Blood
hey,
Rick
hey.
Be on after a while. What's up, Priest, man? I sure appreciate you, man.
Man, I tried to get over. I had a bad day. My legs and stuff just wasn't working the way they supposed to that day.
Yeah, I know, man. But hell, look at me. I was sitting in the wheelchair. At least you was up moving
right
around. Hey, man, mute your mic. Mute your mic.
Yeah.
Yeah, man. But, man, I really enjoyed myself, man.
A little bit too much from you at the end of there.
Yeah, yeah.
The track was beautiful.
Yeah,
it was sticky.
Yeah, man.
It was a nice day in the neighborhood there.
I seen you had no problem walking out there. I seen some guys, man, got two good legs out there getting
bit
stuck.
I didn't want to get in the middle
because
I didn't want to get stuck.
Yeah.
I couldn't get
yeah
in the middle because I didn't want to get stuck.
Yeah.
In a few spots I got stuck in, I had to move kind of swift because you kept moving. You didn't get stuck too fast.
Yeah. Well, man, we're trying to figure out what we can do to get them guys to get a shootout going or something, man. They did pretty good on the grudge races, but, you know, that shootout would have been super nice. We'd have just topped it, put the cake out, the icing on the cake, man. But,
yeah,
man, I ain't heard not one person. Yeah, that's what I say. I ain't heard not one person complain about that show, man. Everybody that I talked to really enjoyed it, man. They really did.
That was
really
nice.
Yeah, and that's what it's all about, man.
Yeah.
Hey, man. That's what it's all about, man.
I enjoyed myself. I don't know about nobody else.
Yeah.
About nobody else, but I had a good time. I got to keep racing. I got
right,
to do
man
some gambling.
Mm-hmm. How far are you away from getting your car back out there?
I don't know. I ain't even paid attention to that motherfucker. I just got the hospital today, man. Eddie, getting my
leg
worked
on.
No.
Oh, okay.
I just had a procedure this morning, in and out. They did it.
Oh, okay.
Days to me.
Yeah.
So far, it's feeling good
yeah
right now. So I can't tell you how it's going to feel tomorrow.
Right.
I'm still
yeah
working with the anesthesia in my ass right now, so.
Oh, man.
That Michael Jackson.
Yeah, you had a little outpatient.
So I feel, Michael Jackson medicine, so I feel kind of good.
Yeah, I know that's right, man. Yes, sir. Well, man, I really feel good about that race there, man. And look, everybody was walking around having fun and doing their thing. They had plenty of stuff to eat. They had all the little treats they wanted to have.
I didn't get to eat.
You didn't?
No, I didn't get to eat, but you know, my buddy Eric did a damn good job. I enjoyed Eric. We have been talking all week.
Oh, man.
He did his damn job.
Boy, Eric did his job. And you know who called to lock that race in, right? I'm the one that got him on the phone to lock it in. He locked it in on the Big Eddie show.
Well, me and him had already been talking about it all week.
Yeah.
He went on and did what he had to do.
Yes, sir. But
his first clutch race, he's a winner.
That's right. Because all last year, he just tested. Sure did.
Yeah.
That's right. And he didn't have no punk he was racing either. Yeah, he went right out there and grabbed him one.
He did his thing, man. For a minute, I thought I was going to have to turn his wrist around a little bit. He kind of acted a little shaky for a minute. I was like, wait a minute, come on now. I'll turn you up a little bit.
Yeah, man.
They're coming on in here tonight, man.
That's up. You
got the people down there and steal that damn showing off now, though.
That's right. They down there and steal. Sure will.
Yep.
So it might not get too crowded tonight, but it's doing good right now. What's up? I'm waiting on my man to come on here, the unknown grudge racer. When he throw his hands up, we going to let him have the flow and see what he got to talk about, you know. But other than that, man, we can talk about what we had going on Saturday. Anything, we had some great races, man. That race with Eric and that race with Donye was off the chain, man. Donye and that boy Cootie.
That's the one
Cootie,
I missed.
Cootie.
I didn't see the race. I saw the video.
Ooh wee! Both of them had the fans standing up. Yeah, both of them had the fans standing up, man.
Yep.
I seen Donye turn that shit on, man, and ooh wee!
I didn't get to see the race with Peanut and what you call it when he wrecked, but I felt bad for
being
wrecked. But
hey,
both of them give them stand up ovation. They went down there to do what they had to do.
Yes, sir.
Unfortunately, he tore his car up. But I know Hootie will be back. Hootie got it in his heart. He'll be back.
Man, that dude was on making videos. He was on there making videos, joking and laughing and shit.
He's stronger than me. I've been on that motherfucker.
I swear.
GoFundMe.
I've been crying.
GoFundMe. Hey, y'all, now y'all heard it out of my mouth. I had a wreck out of here to go for me.
Hold on. Yeah, man. And the last time I know when I wrecked my car, man, I showed crying. See it.
Yeah, y'all. I'd have been sad, y'all. But hey, the man did his thing. He got on there and he stood up about it too. He was like, this dude.
Yeah, man. That's
Uncle Larry,
nice, man.
Y'all talk to him. Y'all got Uncle Larry with me, y'all.
You got Uncle Larry with you?
Yeah. And Uncle Larry said hi to you.
What's up, Uncle Larry? Oh.
What's going on, Blood?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Sitting on here talking to Preacher Boy.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm waiting on some of the other fellas to come on in and talking, and I'm waiting on if he come on tonight, if he ain't too busy, the unknown grudge racer.
I heard that.
Yeah, man.
Yeah. That's all right, man.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Them cars is out there Saturday doing their thing. You got some nice cars here in Chicago, man. Ain't no doubt. They can compete.
Yeah. Hey, yeah.
You got
yeah.
No coolest without. I'm sorry, y'all.
Yeah. Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
Can I make a
Can I make a little statement on your show?
Man, you ain't got to ask me that, man. Go ahead.
Well, I just wanted to, you know, I just wanted to know. I know y'all are going to try to him on here. But my thing is this here, and I must say it because it's on my mind. And like I told everybody, you know, it's just only opinion. This is only opinion, baby. Uncle Larry. My thing with it is this. The flu mask and stuff is laid. The the love is laid. The the trap and stuff is laid. What's going on? I mean, I'm wondering when our people is going to step up and come on and utilize these things. You know, I mean, the track had to be prepped and stuff. You know, it's going to stay prepped. But we need the people to come and use the prep up that's being, you know, put out there and so far and so on. We need for our people to come on and stand up, you know, and do what they do because I'm going to tell you something. I've been noticing that Michigan has kind of shied away from Chicago. You know, they'll talk about going to other places and so far and so on. But that old school battle they used to have, you don't hear about it no more, Eddie. You don't hear about it no more.
No.
And this track is just as good as any other track that they're running on.
Yes,
the service is just as good.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Yes, it is, man. I got to keep it real. I'm sitting there. I'm watching. You know?
And I had one person.
Any service is good if you got a good car.
Oh, yeah. But I heard one person at the track said, man, that track smooth and hooking like crazy. At the end of the day, I heard somebody said, it is bumps in the track. It is bumps in the track.
It was old
tire.
Hey, whoever said bumps in the track said old tire.
Yeah, that's what it must have been. Because I know everybody was like ecstatic. They were like, man, that sucker right. It's right. I ain't never heard nobody else say nothing different.
You know, ain't no good story without a hater.
Yeah.
You can't have a superhero without a villain.
That's right. Yeah, man, they called me the other day, talk about somebody was on there talking about me. I say, shit, let them talk, man. I ain't got time for that shit.
All tracks, Ed, is only good as his preparation, bro. I
seen
that part. As good as his preparation. You got to know what you know how to prep a track for whatever situation that it is. This guy, he knows how to prep a track.
That's what
makes a track. Yes, sir. That's what makes a track. You know, and like Preacher Boy mentioned, you gotta have your car right too, guy. It ain't all just
You gotta have a car right. That's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I just wanted to come in and say that, man. I'm gonna get back off because I ain't hating on nobody. I just want to know when the little brothers, man, gonna go on and gonna start throwing down. You know?
Yeah,
well. I'll be back in July. After the 4th of July, I'll be circling.
Okay.
Yeah, man. But you know what, Uncle Larry? Like I was telling you earlier. When an actor or a group, music group, need a stage to perform on, they try to give them the best stage, the scenery, background they can give.
Me.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
That was called the stage.
It's the chicken.
And they had all the background and scenery they needed. All that they needed
to do then
was to get a little hard.
Mm-hmm.
That's it, because it was damn sure a good situation, and they had a lot of cars out there, came out and everything, and, man, they could have did. If you give them the stage, then all they got to do is go out there and perform. You can't beat them into wanting to go out there and perform. They got to want to do it, but they can't say nothing about what we gave them. We gave them the right stage.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
Exactly.
Man, I appreciated them letting me get on the mic. He told me, don't curse, and I did. I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you did. You look like you was having fun out there preaching.
Yeah.
One
of the greatest parts about being out there, Eddie, was for us, the Lord, to bless all of us being able to get together and see one another, man.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Everything else after that,
sure.
That's up to y'all. That's up to y'all then.
Yeah.
You know, that's up to them.
But yeah. I gotta give them guys that came from Detroit and supported Chemo and all them. They did come and they supported. So now that they seen the track for itself, they probably be more willing to come and tell other people, man, it ain't like they say it is, 41 nights, you know. But they had to come and see for themselves instead of listening to everybody. So I will give a shout out to Detroit and tell them, hey, thank y'all for supporting.
That's right. Yes, sir. I like that old time religion, because when there used to be the battle between them, it used to be a lot of fun.
Oh yeah. I remember.
Yeah. A lot of fun, you know, but
yeah, man.
I don't know. Yeah.
But old boy Cody said he ain't never got whooped by nobody in Chicago. He went back home with what? A whooping. He can't say that no more. Yeah. He can't say that no more.
Well, listen, the rule of thumb is if you keep fighting, one day you're going to lose.
That's right. Anybody
can be beat.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, go on and buckle
That's
down
right,
and
man.
Come on, have yourself a ball. Get out there and exercise your cars and yourself and enjoy
Stretch
yourself.
Stretch them legs out, whoever's blessed with them still.
Stretch them legs out there. Yeah.
Lenny and them going to run tomorrow, Sunday, him and Mr. B. Stretch them legs out.
What are they running at?
Yeah.
What are they running at?
41.
Wee.
Yes. Yes, sir. Come on. Because I ain't on here to bash nobody. I wasn't trying to bash nobody. I just know what I've seen in Chicago. And I know it was good, but it could be better. You know, there's always room for improvement. Yeah. So.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think from this point on, man, as long as it be done like we done it, I think from this point on, it ain't going to do much grow, man. When people hear good
y'all
shit,
gotta get like
they want
y'all got a beginning. Y'all got a beginning. Y'all
That's
got
right.
a starter kit now.
That's
right. You got to just keep going with it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we got a hand up.
Uh-oh.
All right. Who we got here? 708-2978.
You know who it is.
Oh, man. Unknown grudge right up.
What's going on, dude?
Ain't nothing too much, man. Oh, man, it sound like E.
Yep, it sure is.
What up, E?
What's going on?
Congratulations, man. On your first grudge race in the Mustang, became our victorious.
I had a grudge. It's not the first. I actually had a grudge race with Hootie last year.
Oh, yeah, okay. What you do, kill him? Because last year he wasn't doing what he was doing this year.
I killed him last year, but I wish he hadn't towed the car because we were supposed to go back. So.
Yeah. It might have been a good race this year, boy, because he improved.
He definitely improved. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Yeah,
he did. I hate he tore his car up, too, man.
He beat some bounds with that car.
Yeah, man. Well, we're going to do our own bear list today, so I hope all y'all get y'all bear list together. We're going to do our own little bear list a little later on when enough people get on and You know, we can go on and get down with it. I don't know if Kid here today or not. He might have went down to Alabama. I know Chuck down in Alabama, so he probably ain't gonna come on. Well, somebody got some killers.
When is Von Drake supposed to be?
I've been trying to find out the exact date, man, of Von Reese. There's so many races, man. They've been telling me all these different dates, man. I'm getting them mixed up.
Yeah,
I told Von to send me the information. Here goes somebody might know. What up, biggest co-host?
What's going on, Eddie?
Co-host. What's happening with your kid?
Yeah, nothing much. No, I'm over here in Ohio.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but Von's race should be September 2nd.
September 2nd.
Right, before the holiday.
Yeah. Okay. All right, you got a little ways to go then.
Yeah. Now, don't quote me now, but I'm pretty sure it should be that Saturday before the holiday.
All right.
Okay. All right. We got a big drag race coming up.
That's August the 4th and 5th.
The 4th and 5th?
Yeah.
Yep.
And guess what we trying to do, kid?
Bobby, no, make that fourth, fifth, and sixth,
really. Okay. Team Bodie's supposed to be coming up here to that race, and we're supposed to be getting him a rematch.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Yes, sir. We're going to get him some get back.
Mm-hmm. There's nothing wrong with
that. Yes, sir.
Everybody needs to, as possible, to redeem yourself.
Yes, sir.
What up,
Drag?
That's Drag.
You guys got going on?
Oh, we just sitting on here talking, man, about trying to come up with these numbers and dates for these races, man. And you on here, you could talk about your
August 5th and 6th, Big Drag's 15th annual Grudge Race Weekend at the Playground of Power, Byron Dragaway, where it all started at.
Back.
And we got a host of stuff going on. We got a special guest, a Bodie Jr. and Senior and Junior, ever how you call it. And they're coming in to wreak havoc on the Midwest and to redeem himself against Bruce Leroy. Leroy won up on him. And they're going to rerun the race over with, so it's going to be a good one. First weekend of August, the 5th and the 6th. And we got Big Tire Shootout, Little Tire Shootout, and we got a Daily Driver race. And depending on the turnout, we're going to have a golf cart race. All day long, grudge racing, you know, which also carries priority. And on Sunday, we're going to have free food all day till it runs out. Free food and non-alcoholic drinks till it runs out.
Yes, sir.
What's the entry for the small tire the payout?
I want to say 45, but it might be 50. Don't hold me to that. I haven't locked all that in yet.
Okay.
But I will, once I get the flyers, I'm going to have all that stuff on the flyers, and I haven't gotten a chance to talk back to Jacob at the track because they've been having some big shows there, and he's been super busy. But I do got a call in to him. He told me he would call me after that race this weekend.
All right.
Well, yep. you do know that Bodie going to leave out of here with his head hanging again, right?
Hey, bro. Ever how y'all leave them, that's how it's going to be. I ain't picking no sides one way or the other.
Bodie, all right with me? Leroy, all right with me?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
That's love.
As long as they make a good, successful run, come back safe, cars okay, everybody okay, it's a win-win for me.
Yep. That's what we're looking for, Jerry.
What's going on down south?
See, I ain't been on Facebook. Go ahead, Eric.
I've been peeping at it periodically. It's just still hot down there. They ain't been able to get on track.
Wow. They ain't been able to get down the track.
Mm-mm. Yep. They said Ryan and somebody else kept blowing the tires off. They couldn't get down the track.
Everybody I've seen blow them off, but Salty B.
Man, if you can't get down the track, fire your tuna. That's what dogs do.
That's what dogs do.
Like I tell y'all, man, listen. Everybody be complaining about a track ain't hooking and doing nothing. These people going down no prep faster than we can ever go down a prep track, any other track. Do something to your car.
They got big tires. They got big tires on though. The no prep guys got, you know, most of them got, if they ain't got pro mod tires on, they got top fuel tires on.
Mm-hmm.
That makes a difference.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
That track will come around. It just got too much heat on it right now.
Hey, it's just tightening up now.
Yeah.
I think it was about 100. Track temperature was about 130 degrees.
You got to get the sun off of it.
Yeah. It's too hot. That glue ain't nothing but like grease.
But Drag, it all goes back to the olden days. If that's the tire you prefer to try to race on, that's your business.
Right. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we sure had a good time out at 41 last Saturday. I mean, track was perfect.
The same thing they accomplished down south with the tracks. Was proven this last weekend at y'all race that ain't got nothing to do with the track. It's got all to do with the doggone treatment of the track.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
That track was tight as it could be.
Sure will.
All day long.
That's right.
Man, that track is so sticky, Drag. I went out there and did a .0760 with my wheelchair.
Lord, how much?
Yes, sir.
Hey, kid, Danette got her new little puppy. She in that trying puppy. Been in there being bad. She in there chasing him. He'll run in the table, in the kitchen table. There's a center of the kitchen table. That you had to take the glass off and get in here, squeeze in between there. She can't get to him.
Oh, no.
Oh, man.
I hear in there hollering at him.
in other words, you're not catching hell with the dog, huh?
Yeah, that's what I'm going to do.
Oh, man.
Man, I'm going to the hell out of here. You're going to have to see me fight me.
Oh, man.
Yep. Yeah, them puppies are something else. They're like humans. They got their own personality, each one of them.
He's a bad little son of a gun. He ain't but 8 weeks old. We've been having for 2 weeks. He was 6 weeks old when we got him. He run roaming through this house like he been here forever.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
but guys, just getting, trying to get it worked on, you know what I'm saying? It's time to talk about it, you know. I just didn't want to take nothing away from nobody else. That's why I waited before I started coming on about it.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Appreciate it. Yeah, man. Yeah, we had a ball out there Saturday, man. I wondered if anybody want to come on and talk about it.
It was a good race, yeah. A good turnout. I watched the whole thing. You know, every opportunity I get to see it, I watched it.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
I just want y'all to know you guys ain't got nothing to do with me not coming. That ain't got nothing to do with it. It's the difference that I have with the track.
Right. We know what it is, right? We know what it is. We understand that.
I'd rather went to Hattiesburg to y'all race than go to 41. Thing went down the way it went down. You know, so just know that it ain't nothing personal.
Yeah, we know that, right?
Yeah. So,
for sure.
But I do promote y'all race. Every time I see something y'all put on Facebook, I put it on my page, you know. So everybody can see it. But we're gonna do the same for you too. I know that.
Yeah.
I know that, man. I ain't never thought no different.
Oh yeah.
We're gonna try to have a good one. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully 2 days of it should be more than we wanna do. You know what I'm saying? After that second day, we're gonna be raced out for a little while.
Yeah. Well, I'll probably come out this Saturday. I probably won't be there Sunday, man, because I don't want to get fat. I got to watch my physique.
Oh, man.
Hey,
Daddy,
your physique was all over that chip. You already fat. What you mean watch your weight?
You think this fat man, that's muscles. You ain't paid attention.
Hey, Dre. Yo.
Eddie reminded me of them pimps from back in the 1970s, man. He was looking kind of cute there.
You still could have sunk your damn car out there and got his ass kicked.
Oh, man.
I tried to lock y'all in. You wouldn't lock in. You know, he's the one, what they call that dude that after everything is over with, and come talk about what they going to do and all that.
Yeah.
That's exactly who he is.
Nah, yet.
Hey, Drag, you ain't got to do me like that, man. I just want to hear your voice, man. You ain't got to do me like that, man.
I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you just as sure as your name is yet. I'm going to get you.
I had a beautiful time, man. Child got to drinking and trying to ride that scooter.
You better leave it up all alone, yeah.
I found that out. That's why I started walking around.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm going to tell you something, that dog, you don't want to hear.
Yeah. Man, it was a beautiful outcome, man. Y'all had a beautiful thing out there,
man. It had a great day.
Everybody showed
day
up.
For it.
Yeah,
that's how it
everybody
should
be all right. Only person made me. Yeah, only person made me mad was Sham. How the hell you ain't bring your car to the thing?
Probably wasn't ready.
I couldn't do nothing. No one was up there talking shit.
Yeah.
They say you down, Jack. To be truth be told, they say you ain't really.
Yeah, I'm down, Drac.
You got to break this up.
Man, shit, you won. What you want me to tell you? Tell you like I told Terrio, you won. When I get back up, I'm good. I could talk crazy then.
I heard that.
I could talk crazy, but see, when I talk crazy, I'm going to go.
Yeah.
I'm going
to
go.
I'll be trying to go. Y'all won't give me no race. Races y'all give me, y'all done. I may as well just pay y'all right then and there and just pay that run on my motor.
Drag. You went right up there and raced Corn Tea, man. The car faster than me, that dog.
Who else was running? The same race I gave him, I offered to you. Same identical race.
Man, well, I'm going to try it. I'll be back week after next. I'm going
to
try it.
Now you done improved too much for me to run your head up like that again. You gotta let the Oldsmobile raise his head.
Shit. And I let that Oldsmobile raise his head. Yeah, I can't. Livermore ain't gonna see nothing but the tail lights. He tired of seeing tail lights.
That's my intention.
I know. That's why I can't let you raise your head up.
Well, then we ain't gonna run. Take the nudges off. I'm gonna let you raise.
Ooh. You gonna let me raise mine up? For what?
Wow.
To beat my ass?
I'm gonna let you set it up for motor. I ain't gonna run it the way you run it on nitro. Don't put your other converter in and all that, put your gear in. I'm gonna let you raise up.
Man.
Wow.
I can't do that. I ain't even finna spend that money for that type of shit.
I'm building a nitro car right now. I don't know how soon it's going to be ready. Hopefully it'll be ready by my race. I don't know for sure, but I'm building a nice car.
Yeah. What happened to your buddy Carter, Blue Money Carlo? What's his name from Mississippi?
He gone to college for a little while.
Oh, shit. Well, when he graduated, he still got the car. I know you could get the car.
It ain't together. He took it apart.
Oh, shit. Well, I'm trying to get him.
I can get Freddie's car. I think Freddie will whoop you.
Where's Freddie?
Yay!
Freddie.
What up,
man? Mr. B.
What up? Cushman.
Man, motherfucker Cushman. We'll take Jack Ball Cow and beat Cushman. We'll take Jack Ball Cow and run him head to fuck up. We'll run him head to fuck up. When you ready?
I don't got to get his car. I'm going to take my Oldsmobile and take the brake from Jack Ball Cow. Y'all spread to death or pull a knife and I'll run your head up.
You just told me. I think you rougher than Freddie now. You told me you going to get Freddie car.
I'm going to get Freddie car to whoop your car.
Y'all got to let me move. Freddie's strong. He got one of them big things.
No, he ain't had no deodorant on.
I tell you what.
Oh, man.
Y'all get a little motor back tap, man. Fuck that. Turn all that shit on from the Cushman. Get a little motor back tap.
I ain't got nothing to do with no spot. I told you I can get his car and run your head up.
Man. Well, soon my car back together, I'm calling you, Drag.
I'm not studying them, boy. Meanwhile, my Oldsmobile ready, and you say Jack Ball car ready. Like, what are we going to do with that? What can we figure out?
Head the fuck up.
Motor to motor?
Head the fuck up, man.
Motor to motor?
I don't know what the man run is called motor. I got to talk to him.
Well, talk to him and see.
Yeah. Yeah, we got to whoop your ass, because you've been ducking the ass whoop.
I've been feeling a little frisky here lately. If he get on the motor, he got a big block, too. If he get on the motor, he got the back tie.
I'm sure. I'm telling. Wow.
We got small block Oldsmobile.
We can't do nothing but tell him. If he go, goddamn it, he said go, we going.
I think one of them weak big blocks, I'll run him to the quarter.
Good God almighty.
I don't know where he run his car to the quarter. I asked.
Leaking.
I'm set up to go either place.
I'll take Leon car and beat your ass. Hey, Drag, I'll take Leon car and beat your ass. You got the break.
Oh, man.
How does that sound?
No, he's too strong for me. He's too strong for me.
Yeah, I know.
Hey, yeah, I can't do that because I got a motor in my car. Oh, man.
Hey,
we're going to do it anyway.
Hey, Leon, everybody got somebody motor in their car unless you bought
brand
new.
I thought something was wrong with that. Yeah, you know, they always say that. I thought something was wrong with that.
Ain't nothing wrong with that. Leon, you looking good. Ain't nobody talking about whooping your ass. I've been waiting on them boys to say something slick to you.
Well,
no,
you know, they'll figure it out sooner or later. Somebody going to reach out and try something. That's all I can do yet.
Yeah.
Boy, them boys finna get it on pretty soon down there. I've been looking at them shakedown.
Hey, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm back, yeah. I got to think if somebody got a small block car, I'm going to run you head up with.
Dang.
What, you trying to get me killed?
Get you, hit dead where you have sex at, in your mouth.
Oh, man.
Who goddamn got a small block?
Lee got a small block. I'll get Lee boot.
Uh-oh.
Mm-mm.
Lee car don't look like my car.
No, he got a boot. And you got a Monte Carlo. They don't look alike.
But they don't look alike. It ain't set up the same, man. You know how to saw Lee car. And I'm not scared of no motherfucking Lee car, man. What y'all get through. I'm not scared of Lee car. Little more gangbanger. I keep telling you, boys. Wait till you get back together.
Man.
I'm not scared of Lee car.
From the hundreds.
You could bring Lee car. You could bring goddamn his brother car, and who else got a small block over there from the west side?
I got a small block in my Oldsmobile.
And I'm going to run you head to fuck up, Drag.
Motor to motor?
No, head to fuck up. I'm going to run you, man.
How you going to run? Tell me how you going to run so I know.
Head to fuck up.
Nitrous.
If you put some nitrous on your car, I got to run you.
I got nitrous on my car already. I told you that a few weeks ago, but y'all wouldn't lock me in. I got nitrous on it right now.
Oh, shit. Well, as soon as I fix my car, I'm going to see. Fuck you. I ain't running from you, man.
Hey, you said a little
damn,
more.
Damn, yeah.
Hey, you know that boy got the boy down south got that boot called Gang Gang?
Yeah.
Come on, Jack.
My Mustang Walker had videoed him, and Gang Gang got whooped. You know what Mustang Walker said? He said, Gang ain't even no gang no more.
Oh, man.
When the Monte Carlo got whooped.
Yeah, Gang.
Gang ain't the Monte Carlo, right? That black Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Well, I don't remember what it looked like no more, but I seen the video, and it was nighttime.
There ain't no gang no more.
He retired from gang banging.
Let me tell you something, Big Drag. Every time Lil Mo come to the track, I tell him keep his bulletproof vest on, but he want to take it off. He said them niggas ain't shoot, said they can't shoot straight enough to hit him.
I got nitrous on my car. I'm gonna try you head up spray.
All right, Trey. I'll be back together. I ain't got no problem with that.
Lock me in.
I ain't got no problem. And then lock you in with my car together, man.
We're gonna lock
you
in now
no
and we're gonna run before the year's out.
No, man, you probably put a whole super duper motor in your car.
I got an Oldsmobile. How many more motors can I get, man?
Hey, man, I'm not no fool. I'm talking to Drag. Drag got a bunch of friends, got different motors.
I'm the only one got an Oldsmobile, man. I'm the only fool that
No, you're not. I bet you some of your buddies got an Oldsmobile motor.
Mm-mm. No, man.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
I might pull that Oldsmobile out and put me a doggone Chevrolet in there.
Well, that's your car. Do what you want to do.
When I get my hands on some money again, I'm going to put me another motor in my Dodge. I got another Dodge, so I don't know.
What he's saying don't make sense, though. He may know a bunch of guys with different motors, but it's an Oldsmobile. They got to have an Oldsmobile motor, you know, for the change.
Hey, man. His buddies probably got some Oldsmobile motors, man. That's what I'm saying.
But if you going to wait to lock him in, what's the difference then? If you going to wait to lock him in, if he going to change and get another Oldsmobile, he going to do it?
Hey, man. Let me tell you something, somebody in the background running their goddamn trap.
Uh-oh.
I got
uh-oh.
To see his car at the track with my car at the track. And I look and see what I like and I tell him, come on, man.
Oh, well, then you ain't going to lock him in. You want to look. You want to see something. You said the wrong
man,
time.
long he at the track when I'm at the track.
Still
have to
yet.
Don't try to pull my hat over my eyes where I can't see. Long he at the track when I'm at the track.
And all that looking at this, you should be paying attention.
Trick me when both of the cars at the track together. That's when you trick me.
It could be a detraction.
He really said he don't want them trouble. That was really good. He don't want them problems.
Let me tell you something. When y'all get through talking, can't nobody get a little more no trouble. He's either going to go or don't go. So I'm not worried about them trouble.
There's a bunch of these guys out here
don't want no trouble from Little Mo.
I'm not scared to run and lose.
I ain't one of them guys. But if both of us at the track together, I would try you, man. I ain't got no problem with that.
I can't run your head up. Jack, you've been gone too long.
I ain't been gone too long. Shit, ain't nobody racing, Drag.
I've been chasing you for two years.
Little Mo down. Who been racing on the Thursday?
If my car went broke
right now, I bet you we'll be at the Grove trying somebody or doing some stupid shit, trying to run one of them big ones.
But if you show up with your car, that's one more opportunity for a race to take place. That's all Drag trying to tell you. Now, you're right. I agree with you. Not racing. But if you happen to show up at the track with your car, that's a great opportunity for you two to race.
We're going to try to make something happen. What we try to do is we try to get the people something to see.
I want to see that Oldsmobile go. I just want to see it go. That's our model right there, man.
You know how many people talk crazy to me when they found out my car was there? But soon I fix my car, let's see how many of them go.
Well, what kind of parts you need? I got some parts over here.
Man, I need all types of parts. Let me get your Oldsmobile motor and put down a little more.
If you put that in there, you're going to need to wear a fire suit and all that, man.
Man, listen, take that cam out and them pistons. Put some nitrous pistons in there in that cam, man. Nitrous converter. Let's stick it in a little more and see what we do.
My car could be sprayed right now, bro. I just don't spray it. I'm not a nitrous person. My car could be sprayed. Don't ever think it can't be sprayed.
Well, I probably thought you had a setup for motor, man. Drag shit.
It's a nitrous motor in the car, bro. I just don't spray it. I got a nitrous car I'm building though. One got them foggers on it, and I'm gonna spray it. And Little Mo better not be nowhere within 2,000 miles.
Hey, you know how many people I race got foggers on their car? And Little Mo got a little plate on it with a goddamn 850 carburetor. That's why I keep my hood off and everybody get to see it. It don't look like shit, but it works.
I'm going to be ready, not just hopefully, Lord's will, for the years out. That's for sure. I got a little tired.
I'm trying to hurry up, put my car back together where I could be at your thing and everybody else's thing. I'm just trying to fuck all these people up who was talking that shit. They was talking, but they weren't talking when I was together. Now they want to talk when they found out I wasn't there. When I told them the car heard it, you should have heard everybody looking and want to talk.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't got nothing but another week, hopefully. I'll be right back. I'm going dead on their ass, Drac. I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
When they who said, you know, man,
so you think you'll be together another week yet?
Yeah. I'm running. Man, if my car was together, I would have ran. I would have told Scotty them, give me some. I would have begged from them. They weren't going to give it to me. I was going to turn around and get the race.
You're going to be a drag race.
Hey, I was going to turn around and get the race I want. Tell them I run. Yeah,
that's why I love
head
your
fuck
show.
Up.
I stayed in queue for less than a minute. I love your show, Eddie. I love Eddie's show. I stayed in queue less than a minute. What I'm going to say is this right here. Yak, with the exception of Big Drag, anybody else on this phone that want to see Lil Mo, tell them Lil Mo is down for the next week or two. But that old blue car is still up. And I mean that reason. So tell them I'll take your spot. That's for anybody with the exception of Big Drag.
Watch your mouth, boy.
In
the race. I want to know. Why are you all making an exception to a generic?
You know what? For my own fearful personal reason.
Okay, that's good enough. I got no more to say.
Yep. And I'm going to leave it like that.
That's good enough.
Anybody else is trying to call a little boy out?
I can go home.
It ain't part of Freak Life. You got a Regal that's sitting right here that's ready. It's nice and detailed. I put some wax on it. I got a full bottle for it, ready to go. I got 5 gallons of gas, and I got a couple $1,000 sitting around. So anybody that want to play, Lil Mo is down right now. But that blue car that's unnamed right now, she ain't down. She ready to go.
Oh, man, ain't nobody saying nothing.
Jeremiah. Why you exclude Drag out?
For my own personal reason.
Oh, okay.
Man, race Drag ass. Fuck that.
Why don't you get his car?
I can't do that, Drag. I can't do that. I got to wait till I'm back healthy. Little Mo got cold.
If you get his car, don't get mad at Jeremiah when he bet with me.
Oh, man.
Man, he ain't.
Somebody lying. Jeremiah going to get what he's looking for real, real soon.
Hey.
Uh-oh.
Hey, Big Drag. I'm pretty sure Jack going to get it. Because they share the same driver. They just let Vaughn get it. So ain't no such thing that they can't. If they want to do that, they can.
Jeremiah lying.
Y'all can't do a number yakking.
That's all I'm doing, yakking. Try to get ready.
Don't come back.
Okay. That's what I'm going to. I get ready.
I'm going on mute, Mr. Yak. I'm going on mute. Jeremiah Lyon.
Yeah, well.
Damn Jeremiah been on Facebook posting up all kind of, calling out all kind of people, boy.
You know, certain people ain't ready. That's why he over here fat mouth.
Well, I'm going to ask you this then. Who is ready?
I take our bullet, beat your motherfucking ass.
Huh? You say who?
I take our bullet, beat your ass. Small block, small
who was that
block.
Talk? Who was that talking?
You'll find out.
No, we're in locker room.
I take our boot.
Beat your motherfucking ass. Lock the fuck in. Lock the fuck in for Thursday at the Grove. Race ready.
I'm going to the Grove Thursday.
Where you want to go?
41.
But said it's
41
ready, right?
Next Sunday.
All right, let's go to 41. All right,
I take our boot. I ain't said nothing about no goddamn Freddy.
Okay, you talking about Lee's boot?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, fuck it, man. Come on, we're going to try something. Come on, $1,500, we'll try that. Fuck it.
I'm going on you. You might well wait on me for drag race. You might well lock me in for drag race. You might well lock the Regal in for drag race. I'm not going to race that car for that. You know, I'm not going to race my car for that. Gentlemen.
Right.
You know,
Frazier
ain't
going to
race his car for that. You know that ain't going to happen.
I don't really want to race Chef Lee because he's been a great part to my race.
That damn Lee, I'm
going to
take his car.
But I know
he's
going to
leave in the
mix.
I'm going to take his car.
Hey, but if you going to bet all the money and put your driver in the car, it's not me.
I put my driver in the car. Hey, Drag, can you drive this car?
I don't give a fuck who's driving the car. I don't care if Drag driving, John Force driving. I don't give a fuck who's driving the car. I'm not racing.
Hey, lock
the car.
In
I'm
then.
EP, man.
Lock in then.
Lock in.
Lock in.
What's up? 5 on $1,500. That's Sunday at 41.
You're not going to do that like that, gentlemen. Nobody will race you for $1,500. For you to run around the goddamn with your pom-poms on.
Yeah.
You don't race for $1,500.
Oh,
man. I should have wasted time, bro. You know what time it is.
Okay.
You're going to run for $3,000 or
better. Okay. Well, I ain't going to run for that next week, man. I got a lot of shit coming up.
Okay, well. That's what you going to run me for. You going to run the Regal for that.
Nigga, I thought you was rich, nigga.
Fuck. I got a lot of shit coming up, man. A lot of shit coming up. I got to
do. You going to run the Regal for that.
Fucking excuses. I got
you going to run the Regal for $3,000 or
better. I
mean, it is. That's
Regal running. I got a lot of shit to do.
I guarantee I'm going to bet all the money. I'm going to bring the rest of the skin right now.
Right.
Tonight.
I'm going to bet all my
give the whole 3,000.
I mean, unless the guys want to get in and everybody eat.
I wouldn't give
you know
a fuck
saying?
About no guys. I'm a 5-year driver to whoop your ass. I don't give a fuck about no guy.
You can't find nobody in Chicago with a car that look nowhere near matter to whoop my ass, boy.
Yeah, fuck all that.
I drive. Use a lie.
Man.
Quit pumping your fucking chest, man.
Hey, Vic.
Quit pumping your fucking chest, bro.
You paying me twice, man.
You ain't
paid shit. Just go get that weak-ass car together, man. Try to figure out why the fuck you say you can't get out on the track. But everybody saw you make a clean hit, man. Stop. You chasing ET, man. Keep chasing your ET.
I'm, how
you find
first
it, come
off,
on, so I can break
first
your
off,
neck, bro.
First off, how you gonna chase
okay.
the ET when they wasn't passing out tickets?
Man,
so
I don't know
how.
I got a time ticket on my car. I don't know what you talking about.
No,
I got a
time ticket, but I don't need a time ticket.
Say it again.
You got a ticket on your car?
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Yeah.
Unless it was early in the day.
Yeah. Everybody got a ticket till 7 o'clock. Then
right. Everybody
with the tickets after 7 o'clock. That's
exactly.
What it was. So Vic must have ran after 7 o'clock and they weren't giving out no more tickets.
Right.
They said that.
Well,
man, Vic ran
no
before
7 o'clock.
I got it on video, man. He ran before 7 o'clock.
I made 3 passes before 7 o'clock.
I know you did,
and
Vic.
Every pass my car
right
kept
now, you ran before 7 o'clock, man. I got it on video.
Listen, you know, I'm so sick of you and your video bullshit, nigga. I just told you I didn't get no fucking time ticket, man. So
you
I didn't get no fucking time
it's
ticket.
So
like
it is.
Nobody was giving out. They wasn't giving out time tickets when I made my last hit.
Oh, okay. Okay.
That right.
You wouldn't have needed to know
when
way,
he made the good
no
hit.
Way, it was
when
close.
He made the good hit, they wasn't giving out no time tickets.
It don't matter, Jeremiah. Lock in for next Sunday, and I'm going to beat the brakes off your ass.
Lock in.
I done
lock
had
in.
Enough. Lock in.
Lock in.
Lock in. 3 on 1,500 or better.
You got me. You got me. Head up with your, purple
enough.
Car toe tagger versus my blue Regal, correct?
Yes. Yes.
All right. Toe yes. tagger versus my Regal next Sunday. What time we in the, what time we in the staging lane?
3 o'clock.
Let's do 4 o'clock, Vic, just to be safe for me.
You just gonna say if I said 4 o'clock, you was gonna say 5 o'clock, no, motherfucker.
Hey,
you just gotta disagree just
hey, Vic,
to disagree.
Listen. Vic, listen, man. You
yeah.
know I go to church
yeah.
on Sunday, man. Can we just?
I'm tired of accommodating
o'clock,
you, motherfucker. I'm not gonna keep accommodating you to whoop your ass.
All right, Vic. Hey, Vic.
Hey,
man. Hey, Vic. Race ready. Race ready about 3 o'clock, Vic. Race ready about 3 o'clock, Vic.
3 o'clock, man. That's fine. Come on,
I
man.
I said 4 o'clock. You didn't want to say that, so I'm saying 3 o'clock.
No,
now,
I,
man.
Okay. Right. So 3 o'clock.
Okay.
3 on 1,500
okay,
better head up pro tree.
Yeah.
Jeremiah,
today.
If you can't get it done early enough, bring the choir with you.
Say it again.
Oh, man.
God damn.
What'd he say?
I like that. He said, if you can't get it done early enough, bring the choir with you.
If you can't get the choir, you know you always could call flop.
Oh,
yeah, hey,
happy
hey,
day.
Hey, Vic. Honestly, man,
yeah.
I can't lie. Vic, I want to do 4 o'clock to be safe, man. Please, Vic, I'm just asking you to be safe. I don't want to not race you, Vic. I just want to do it at 4 o'clock.
Listen, man.
Y'all already locked. You're going to switch
it.
We're
not locked, Charlie.
So, y'all already locked for 3 o'clock.
Okay, we locked. No, no. Thanks, Charlie. Thanks for saying it. No. It's okay. Thanks for getting in my fucking way. But thank you. Thank you. We locked. Okay, 3 o'clock.
Jeez, listen, man. Everybody in your way.
Jeremiah.
It's a talk show.
Jeremiah. Hold on. Jeremiah, listen to me.
Charlie, you
Jeremiah,
in my way.
Listen
you
to
in my
me.
Way and it's okay.
Jeremiah.
No, Vic,
Jeremiah.
Everybody in your way, man.
It's
what
okay.
are you talking about?
Listen to me.
Okay.
Jeremiah, listen to me, Jeremiah. This is how bad I want to whoop your ass, Jeremiah. If you're
okay.
not in the lanes at 3 o'clock, I'm not tripping. As long as your ass
oh,
is there by 4 o'clock, we got action. I don't give a fuck. I'm not trying to weasel out on this fucking punk out money.
Okay.
I want to run
Ooh,
you
like
and beat
that.
Your ass, boy.
Okay, Vic.
Ooh,
Vic.
Like
so let me just
Ooh,
so let me just make sure we got this straight, Vic. Toe Tagger versus my blue Regal. Sunday. Race ready by 4 o'clock. Nitrous to nitrous, 8 mile pro tree. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, nothing else to talk about. We locked. 3 on 1,500 or better. We locked Sunday. Let's talk about it. Lock on my end.
Lock.
There you go. Now you locked. Now, if you come back again, how am I getting in your business if you switching up the lockup, boy?
Shut up,
boy.
I was. Hey, Shawty. I was. Okay.
Shut up,
you
boy.
Right, Shawty. I apologize. Please forgive me.
Hey, Ken.
Leave my
baby mama alone. Let
okay,
her go.
Right. I'm sorry, man.
No, that was my sister's baby dad.
I'm sorry, Jim. I'm sorry, my apologies.
Hey, I just got one question. With all this grudge racing and stuff that's going on, with all these cars that's around this area and all this, you know, now, there was a time when Lil Mo, Toe Tagger,
Little Slow,
Jeremiah, and Jeremiah and the Unknown, was all talking about whooping each other. But now you can take one race out of the equation, you know, because now they got the same interest
Ooh.
With the same driver. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
oh, man.
You niggas and all this bullshit. With this racist
hey,
shit.
Out, man. Mike Riley,
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic.
Hey, Vic. Let me tell you something, Vic.
I'll fuck Jeremiah up. He could put Vaughn in his car. So I might drive a little more, man. Or I'll put Vaughn in his car.
Mike could drive Jeremiah's car. Okay, all right.
Listen, man, I don't have no problem. I'll fuck Jeremiah up, man.
Okay,
Yak
well,
in your bag now. Hey, Yak, you know me, you still got a date, right?
Hey, Yak, I'll F you up.
Listen, I know you would.
Man.
I know you would, generic. All these. Drag, I'm going to fuck you up, Drag. And I'm telling you, when I fuck you up, man, you lock in.
Hey,
I'm buying you some hospital shoes, boy.
Hey, yeah.
I'm just asking for a friend. Why is y'all scared of that generic and that goddamn quarantine beat the fuck out, Drag? Why y'all won't get on
hey,
that?
Hey, man. Hey, Skin, listen to me. I just told Drag.
When I put my car back together, I'm going to run him, man. I don't have no problem.
Okay, I didn't hear you say that. Damn, Yak. I didn't hear you say that.
He didn't say that. He said he's going to run me head up. He spray, I run on the motor. He ain't said he's going to run me and eat what I'm with.
Hey, Drag, you told me you got some nitrous on your car. And I still told you I'd run you head up, man.
And I will run you straight to straight. I will run you straight to straight.
Man, I ain't got no problem with that, Drag. I just told you a little more fucking gangbanger, nigga.
Let's lock in a little 300 or something. And we'll run 40.
Man, listen, soon I'm together and lock your ass in.
Don't take his punk out. Don't take his punk out if he ain't ready. Because you know they're going to show up.
Hey, man, I'm going to make sure I'm right, Drag, to kick your ass. You ain't got to worry about that. And now we can get back to what you were saying, Vic. It don't make me no difference, Vic. I could put Vaughn and one of the cars, or Mike and one of the cars, and me and Jeremiah could get our ass down. You can get down.
I was just wondering how that was
I ain't got no problem, man. Hey, man, let me tell y'all something. Lil Mo gonna do what Lil Mo do, man. All you gotta do, let the button go. That bitch gonna do what it gonna do, man. It gonna go
up next.
Fuck up or whatever, it gonna go.
Right. So as soon as you get that motherfucker together, I'm on your ass, too.
Hey, Vic. Man, listen, Vic. You rather goddamn it sit on the passenger side of your car and run a little more, motherfucker.
I might sit on the passenger side, let my son drive.
That's good. That's right. I want all the weight in that motherfucker you can get.
I'm trying to cut some weight out this motherfucker. Y'all trying to walk my way in.
Hey, man, I don't have no problem, man. And stop talking about what people, man, this and that. Yeah, Vaughn drove the car, man. Shit. We got paid.
I ain't mad at you. I just asked the question. That's all.
Vaughn just didn't have no golf cart to drive for that day. That's why he drove Jeremiah's car. He had no golf cart to ride around that day. So he drove Jeremiah's golf cart.
Scrap.
That's why he drove
Jeremiah's
golf cart.
You a motherfucker.
He had no golf
cart
to drive. I'm just saying, he had nobody golf cart to drive, so he drove Jeremiah's golf cart for that day.
That was a pretty ass golf cart he drove.
That's a nice car, my friend. I'm going to church with him Sunday.
He's going to the track.
I'm going to church with him Sunday. I'll be there Sunday.
Hey, Jeremiah. I got one request. You gotta have your mama at the truck.
Damn. Good God Almighty.
That was a $10 t-shirt.
I knew that was
$10,
man.
$20 tee.
Come on, man.
You'll charge you gotta $40 for some tee, bitch.
You gotta have your mama.
Charge you $40 for some tee.
Nah, scrap. Hey, scrap. I get a discount.
Now, damn, Vic. You must have, Vic, you must have loved that rubbing on your head, Vic.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Hey, punk kids, try some of that tea. Hey, kids, you get some of that tea. Kid over there cutting up the baby back ribs. Punk kid over there cutting up the baby back ribs.
Jeremiah calling his mama right now telling her you ain't never going back to the track.
Hell yeah. My ass can't come back.
Oh, man, I had fun. That was a good night. I had a good time.
Get what she going to tell Jeremiah? Go fuck yourself, all that tea I sold. You a lying motherfucker.
She want to come over to Valley.
Yeah, she want to come over to Valley. That motherfucking tea salesman. That tea he's talking about.
She want to come over to Valley.
She going
to
say, nigga, you want some other shit, nigga. Get the fuck off, man.
I was going with that by
money, nigga.
Yeah, I was going with that by Lee. You over there selling that food, goddamn, I'm going over there and sell me some tea.
Yeah. Well, yes, you did. Bet you did.
Yeah. Hey, that shit good, too. You gonna lie, that shit good.
Yep.
Yeah.
I, hey,
good.
That shit was so good, I forgot how much it cost. I thought it was $5.
I forgot.
Yep, yeah, Shorty, you bought $40 worth of help for sale, son, and you didn't get a dime. She didn't get a dime.
She got a bomb on this shit, though. Oh, my, she got that shit, but that shit a bomb.
Hey, look, Scrap.
That shit a bomb,
Scrap,
man, bro.
We getting ready to take her to the people. The people are getting ready to patent the formula, bro. So what they're going to do is they're going to create the powder.
Hey,
he didn't invite me a couple times.
So cool. I'm gonna come out there. Do what he say there.
Hey, we had a conversation about sweet potato pies with no strings in it. I bet you $100 if you find the strings in it, I'm gonna give you $100. You ain't gonna find.
I know why
Shawty
don't go to the party. I know why Skin don't go.
Why I don't go?
The
why I don't go?
Because you see the other brother that was blowing the bubbles. You gonna ask him?
Oh, man.
Oh, Lord.
Hey, we couldn't have Shawty ass come through because all my niggas, he be shooting dice with them motherfuckers be over there. We ain't going to turn mama house
yep.
with no motherfucking crap.
Blow their
out.
Ass out.
Jeez.
Hey, bitch, it ain't like you ain't going to benefit, you punk bitch.
Oh, well, yeah, I guess you got a point there.
But give a couple hundred.
You
stop that bullshit. Yeah, that bitch know
hey,
I'm
hey,
talking
hey,
to you.
Hey,
might give you a couple hundred.
I'm going to give more than that. Scrap, them niggas call mama on the regular and just say, hey, ma, we hungry. Man, my mama cooked for the whole motherfucking neighborhood, man. She cooked for all the guys,
wow.
man. Them niggas need a Sunday dinner. Man, listen, man, one of the guys' mama died, man. And, you know, he was like, man, I ain't got my mama no more. Man, my mama put motherfucking tomahawk steaks on the grill, baby. For Father's Day.
That's
man,
what's up.
Tomahawk,
yeah, but you be over there hating me. What's up? You don't want your mama to do nothing for nobody. Get that.
Who looks good?
I don't know who looks good. Taylor's all right. I ain't talking about him.
Hey, take the one with the
Yeah, take out
whatever size doors. I don't know. If it's any carbon fiber, I don't know what it is.
Okay. Oh, Lord.
I'm just saying what they told me. The rest of the boys, I ain't see them. Faulty went down through them. I ain't see them other guys.
Ain't nobody
walking
in for the night?
I thought there was some races for the night. Supposed to be some races for tonight, tomorrow. Really? When that G-Body shoot at? That's going to be shit.
That's
going to be shit. G-Body shoot at. Put a Louis, send me something. I'll get down there. Send me a skin or something. You go down there. We fucked
yeah,
up.
Bitch ain't gonna send me nothing. Fuck.
What he got done? We fucked up, Louis. Send us something. We go down
bitch
there.
Bitch ain't wanna send me nothing. That's why I said fuck my hand going.
I already got to take 25. Bro. My bitch. I'm gonna send take 25. I ain't gonna even get there. And I guarantee you, by the bond, he gonna have that mission piece. And I ain't even this. I want him to go buy a ticket. I ain't even this, so I bet I sent him there.
Yay.
And I ain't even there. Fuck it. I don't come. I will buy my ticket anyway. Who that?
Man, where Jack
who that?
With his bad ass? Where Jack at with his bad ass?
He don't have
to. Jack ain't running right there, Mr. B. He ain't running right there. He dead. Jack did. He dead.
Yeah, they said Jeremiah going to take his place.
Yes, Jeremiah going to take his place. Jeremiah the bullfrog.
Oh,
the bullfrog.
Jeremiah
the
bullfrog.
I ain't really
chasing Jeremiah like that. Where Jack at? I
want to
ask
man,
you.
Man, why not?
Why not?
He's supposed to be chasing his ass.
Come on,
It looked like Priest Boy because he had a little lip. He had a little lip there, man. I ain't going to lie to him. Since he bought that up, he had a little lip. I said, he had the head carry in his head. He had a little lip.
Hold on, man.
You're a dirty motherfucker, man.
Hey, God.
Yeah,
you're
a dirty motherfucker.
He did have a little lip. Good God Almighty. Not a lip.
Darling, shit. Yeah, he had a little lip.
Did he get the car? What happened?
Yeah, they got the car. They busted the window. It drove off in that bitch. It was a Hellcat like a truck. That's our TA truck or some shit. Like that. It was one of the most fast-ass trucks. Some shit like what y'all got. They drove off in that bitch. The nigga had a machine gun, bro. It was marching in front of the motherfucker like he was God the President of the United States.
Had a
machine
gun. One of them.
Mm-hmm.
He was guarding while the other nigga bust the window and stole the car.
This shit crazy over here, bro.
They bust at the door. Niggas come to the door, they got the bust at him at the door while they was stealing the car.
This shit crazy, man.
Hey,
they caught them niggas.
Y'all hold that thought for one second. What's the status down south as of yet? What's the status?
That's what I just asked, honey, and they ain't got shit.
$25. $25.
Oh,
if you spend $25, you can see what the status down there.
Southern Saviors. Step to the front of the congregation, Southern Saviors. I mean,
shit now looks like a motherfucker, though.
So, everybody didn't go. They got to sit their bread, man. We need to sit our bread to take, bro.
Hey,
no
hey,
bullshit.
Hey, they live right now. Hold on.
Sit their bread to take.
Right now. Hold on.
Yeah, but everybody didn't go.
Hold on.
They just sit their bread to take,
I like
though.
That, yeah, I'm about to send I'm about to send him 25 right now.
He got better cover. He got better cover, Lil Will. He got better cover.
No, I like that.
Who said
that?
LOA sent it to him.
Send 100 for the crew, Lil Will. Send 100 for the crew.
Let me
see. LOA sent it to him. He got my 25 cover.
Man, you a bad motherfucker. Bad man sent 100 for the crew.
I don't know y'all ain't gonna be there, man.
That's what y'all think.
Y'all
was 25. Is that what you supposed to
say? Sure thing, just look how I'm rolling.
Going live, man.
Sure thing, just look how I'm rolling, man. Faith the Great is an OG from Chicago. So they made their bread. Don't send it to
him. Hey, Ryan, come on. Hey, what's up? What?
Ryan, coming up right now. Coming up right now versus the Silver Malibu.
Oh, my.
Oh,
what's Cash up? Cash up, old man. That's
Ryan
old man.
Ryan got Flamethrower.
Flamethrower?
Ryan.
Yeah, that's who
he
got.
They let him in the shootout.
Sure
I thought they kicked him out.
Sure thing just whooped High Roller.
I thought they kicked him out. Shootout.
Who whooped High Roller?
Sure thing.
Oh.
Ooh-wee.
You put the snapper
Thank
on
you.
Me, y'all.
Oh, Cherry Austin, live. Cherry Austin. Omar just made a solo. That's track.
Who that,
good.
Victor?
That's good. Yeah.
Went like a motherfucker.
Omar just
made
a hell of
a
pass.
Who said live on crap?
Who you said right lane didn't lead.
Who pays y'all a little? Sherry just cut it off.
Forever grudge.
Oh,
I'm on forever grudge.
Forever
grudge.
Ooh. Victor, you motherfucker, you.
Who that? Okay, I'm on forever grudge.
Who calls you Victor? You don't know no other nigga call you Victor but me.
Be careful.
We'll call your government name.
Chest poked up.
Victor.
I ain't got a chest poked up. Be careful.
You said I got my chest poked
Big
out,
West
you got
side.
Yours poked out.
Both of y'all. West side.
A
bridge.
Victor got his poked out. With his bad ass.
Big West side. A bridge.
No, I'm from Indiana, man. 219,
baby.
I'm
not dreaming at the track tonight.
I'm going
home, man. Ain't nobody but you out there, man. Ain't nobody but you out there, man.
What did you say, Mr. B?
Big time racing.
They say you
got
to send 50
for 2A. What
did you say, B? Big time racing.
You got to send 50 for 2A.
No, it's 25. I don't really do that one day. A lying motherfucker. I ain't going down there 2 days. Sweating and shit. I got to change clothes 3 times.
But y'all Chicago, bro. Ain't none of y'all.
I got to stay slow 3 times, man. I'll be crazy shit.
You got
to
drive grandson, man.
Chicago,
you know what you know
boy.
Better than what you say. You can't drive 2 cars.
I'm going to stay 25, Lil Will.
Y'all from riding, nigga. Y'all Chicago.
No, man, because if I was there, I'd change slow for 2-3 times.
Man, where's Yak at, man? I need to say something to Yak, man. Where is you getting Yak at?
So, Will, if you spend 50, you get changed 50, I'm going to give 50.
You got to give it to me.
What you want, man? What you want? Who want to
talk
to you? Yet?
What's up, gang?
What's up?
You got 50 kills for videos.
Dirty Diana.
You looking for me,
Yaggity
Yak?
Dirty Diana for the win.
Man,
what goddamn
man,
man, Yaggity Yak?
Yeah, that Dirty Diana looking good.
Mike Rollins on
fucking
this
Dirty
ride.
Diana on it.
Got the ride, ride though. Come on. Huh? Come on. Yiggity Yak.
Huh?
What's happening?
I don't know now. My
spidey
sisters
is tingling.
You know what?
Jack's supposed to be down there with his team, Mr. B. He's
my
supposed to be down there with his team.
Tommy,
hey, Mr. B, what you talking about, man?
What,
what
y'all
want to
do
with Jack?
That's the shit you write. You're playing
what
the right
y'all
shit.
Do with what
you say? That's the right shit to play now.
Hey, man, when the Jack Ball car run y'all, man?
What?
We ain't got no problem. But this all I want to ask you, B, is you going to go?
Come on, baby.
I want to talk.
We'll be at the track Sunday. You want to lock in or something?
Is you going to go?
Oh,
let me call Jack Ball. Nigga, I want to see if you going to go.
You want me to wait?
Yeah, wait a minute. And I'm going to call.
Okay.
All
right.
You
said you gonna go.
We gonna kill your motherfucking ass.
Him and Mike Rowley to the front. Huh? Huh?
Hell yeah, we gonna kill B.
How many cars in the shootout,
Council? Huh? I think eight. Like eight, I think. Yeah, eight. Huh? I thought they kicked Ryan out to shoot out. They was there with bitches.
Teflon in the shootout.
They kicked them out. They supposed to kick Ryan out to shoot out.
No,
man.
No. Oh, my, Dirty Diana, Flame Thor. No, no, no grandson.
Soul Shaker.
No.
Sure thing in it.
Sure thing in it. Oh, my. Flamethrower, Dirty Diana.
Cash App just lost.
That was for a bag.
Cash App got gap.
Who Cash App run, Council? You been looking at it all the way, or are you looking at it somewhere?
Who that?
Call the red Cash App is an old man. Call the red both of them. Cash App is an old man. So if he done fucked up Cash App, he ain't got nothing but old
man
there.
Man, tell Samuel to call Jack Ball for me, man, because Jack can't get a hold of him.
That goddamn sheriff got his pistol out. That motherfucker ain't shaking, dude. Oh, man. Well, anytime he wins, I get paid. I get paid inside round with you.
Oh, can you open it up?
The second lawyer.
Oh, that ain't, oh.
I got him on retainer.
Oh, Jack got a call from Fonzie. Then they called Jack Ball. Okay, I see what's going on.
Come on, man. Jack. You already know the play, Mr. G. Without no
Without
them,
I thought Jack was standing
there's
on
no him. Without him,
Mr.
there's no deal.
Sony, hit me back, Mr. G. I'm going to let you know.
Okay, Jack. Yes, sir.
Since you
want to
talk, Tony.
Tony
Bynes,
Tony.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Tony, gang member. What's up, Scrap?
Yeah.
Who made that? Who made that?
You know it. I said that. You can't spell them without me.
we going to beat your ass.
Well, damn,
it's one thing for sure. I ain't going to leave my ass at home.
And so,
you ask me to come to track.
You, your boy. Oh, Lord.
Giggity Yak. What's up, what? Yak?
What's happening?
You saw the good battle for
a
long year, bro.
Going in front of the garden.
They got
this
track.
Y'all got a lot of cars in y'all motherfucking garage, boy. Y'all gonna be hell to tell the captain.
Tony Bynes just got knocked off.
You
see that Baru, buddy, Carlo? You said Baru, buddy, Carlo,
like
Papa Wally? He was going
that,
so far. That's actually, isn't it?
That you, Young Money, Ty?
No, I don't know who you listening to. Who you here, man?
Hey, Lord, wasn't it that crazy? That Baru, buddy, Carlo.
Who just whooped Tony
Bynes,
man? Y'all
I think that was John Dillon. I think it's
look
John
like
Dillon.
John, that was John Dillon.
That had to be John Dillon. That motherfucker left out left so fast, I ain't know it. That bitch looked like a buddy Carlo. Right in the mouth.
That
was,
no, that was a boot.
That
was John
that
Dillon.
Was a boot. That bitch
oh,
left so fast,
yet.
I didn't know who the fuck he was.
Damn.
So I thought it would be.
Yeah,
that's kind of
a
wrinkle. This dude like this so late.
I thought the motherfucker was
Teflon in the
all.
Burnout box.
No. Should have been down
there. I Teflon in the burnout box. I don't know, but he in the burnout box.
He might got a bag. I don't see nobody on the other side.
He might got the bat. They would get him the bat. He probably the fastest motherfucker there, but he just knocked the tires off.
Is Aunt Boney down now?
Come on, man. You already know, yeah. Them people chase him around like a 2-year-old.
Y'all hit me back when Jack Ball get on the phone.
You know, okay. The people are
figuring
out this shit here.
You make sure you get me on when they get Jack Ball.
Hey, Scrap,
let
who
me,
paid?
Let
who
me
paid
check his temperature.
Right now,
we don't know Forever Grudge. Yeah, I'm on Forever Grudge. I'm on Forever Grudge. Yep. It's, Forever Grudge shit lit. This shit lit. That track crowded like a take them had a good ass race, man.
Yeah,
that bitch crying like a motherfucker. That's a good ass race.
Yeah.
That's a good ass race, man. That bitch crying like a motherfucker.
That's just Friday. It's just
that bitch is like Florida, though, man. Look how crowded that motherfucker is.
Yeah.
All the people on the sidelines. Y'all better be glad I'm scared to fly, because I'll hop on me a plane to go down there and fly right back. That's a good-ass race, though. I'm glad he had a nice race.
Are you looking for Willie, dog?
No, I'm getting his ass for it. I don't even do shit. He's gonna get fucked up. Dog being mad at you trying to look at something.
Mr. B.
I'll get fucked up.
B.
Dog, you locked me out here.
Hey, Scratch.
You know, poor dog ass up. Come on,
did you get out my lock, please?
Nope. Oops, damn Teflon.
got 3,000 over here trying to give away. I'm gonna lock it in myself. I bet if I don't show up, you will have free money. We pay them early. We lock in at 1 o'clock. We'll pay them at 10:30. We gotta wait. I know I'm ready coming to that, man.
Yeah.
I know it's 94 if I'm coming to that. I ain't gonna hold him up.
That's right. That's right.
So get a little pen. You know, that's probably see. He could be broke. That dude shot down through there. Oh, shit. Uh-oh. That goddamn Teflon went down through that motherfucker.
Good.
Man, that motherfucker Teflon.
Yeah,
wow,
Teflon,
bro.
That
man,
good. That
man, Teflon, that motherfucker real dog.
Hey, that's what I say about the radio car.
Hey, he look way better than
do,
my son.
Hey, do radio cars. Them bitches come around once that sign go down.
The fuck do.
Them motherfuckers come don't around.
The fuck do. They better not get in his way on Friday, ass.
Once that sign go down, them bitches come around.
Hey, I got 100 on Teflon.
You said you got 100 on Teflon.
Once that sun go down, them bitches come around.
I got 100 on Teflon.
Well, Dirty Diner wasn't moving like that.
Oh, hell no.
I got 100 on Teflon.
Hey, go, grandson. Grandson in the water box.
What that
grandson
is? A shake
down.
He got a
bath.
Grandson, back at the back. Back at the back.
That's what it looked like. That's what it looked like.
Easy.
I
use the back.
Oh,
he get to make it to the next round. So him and Teflon had a back. But he's
yeah.
Making sense then. Grandson got,
got
to go there.
He ain't got no box. He ain't got no box. See that dude running on the side of him? He's going to just grab the grandson.
He got to go there, though. He got to go there. They got their Tesla just went down. That's track
yeah.
Working.
But that dude running on the side of the car got that meat fast.
Don't worry,
we can
say
that. And then go
down.
Let's see how far Mike Purse that bottle left. They got their Mike Rattler in there. I want to see how far he purse that bottle left. Oh, look at the Revolution. They got the Revolution.
No,
that
grandson,
so cool.
Grandson and
little
Mo ain't they kinfolk?
They are. That's his nephew.
Okay,
look
yeah.
His
yeah.
Nephew.
Okay, yeah.
Jeb ain't no kid of them. He's trying to be in the family.
Don't be so mean. Yeah.
Look at the person that ball there. Look at him, man. The person that been down like a motherfucker. He's studying stunts on that bitch. Hey, Mr. B, you hear that? Y'all don't know what it is. Yeah, sit there, Mr. B.
Mr. B.
Person, that bitch.
Mr. B.
Still person. Straight down Broadway. Straight down
no,
Broadway. Straight down
on,
Broadway.
What's on your mind?
Straight down Broadway.
Yeah, you don't jump
that track
on.
Around
Mr. B.
You don't jumped off yet.
Mr. B.
Man, can you, hey,
oh,
can you hear me? Yo.
I'm back.
Yo. Yo, hey, yeah. Yo.
That bitch went down through there. That goddamn grandson went down through there with a thorn.
Hey, who, hey, Scrap, who got it on? Who from
Forever Grudge.
Forever Good.
Good.
Okay.
All right, we on Forever Good.
Everybody on this bitch, nigga.
But
hey, hey, I got a hundred on Teflon Don. Anybody want to bet?
Where they race?
Huh?
Where they race?
You supposed to be running. Don't they supposed to run tonight?
Mm-hmm. They heard that.
I thought Grand Prix
was
on tonight.
Got Predator. Bud got Predator. Oh, Lord, he got tough love. He
I
got Predator.
He
got Predator and somebody else. I ain't know he had tough love, though.
Well, if he run Teflon Don, I bet 100 on Teflon Don. What you say?
You don't got Predator. He's going to rob, dude.
Okay, then let me go back to mute and watch the movie.
Mr. B.
What yak at?
Mr. B. Mr. B.
Hey, yak. Yak, better honey.
Yeah.
I'm going to bet you 100 on yak.
Mr. B. Leon.
Yeah.
Leon.
Yeah.
You hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
What you trying to bet 100?
Yeah, just $100.
On what? Wait a minute, who you talking to yet?
I thought you said bet 100.
I ain't betting on shit.
No, preacher boy yet. No, preacher boy.
Oh, that's preacher
boy.
Yeah. Hey, tell Mr. B, Jack Ball say he got to do a little more. He got the Tesla's car. Then, goddammit, we be okay. He say I ain't got no problem running them. He just got the Tesla car. The first time out was that sham thing. And once he tests it, get it right, he'll run their ass. He ain't got no problem.
Hey, Jack, I told that man at the shop, they were rushers. I told y'all I was rushing. I knew y'all were rushing. We both were down to the wire. I saw y'all were rushing.
Hey, Mr.
You
B,
know,
you on the line?
Mr.
B, you on the line?
Hey, man. We going to test the car, man. The car do all right. We going to run Mr. B there and fuck them.
Now, go ahead. Go right here.
Boy, that motherfucker talked to me so good,
that.
Too.
I know that Russian bitch ass.
Hey, preacher boy. We get the car right, we'll run you too, man. With Jack Ball car, head the fuck up.
Oh, shit.
I'm not doubting that, man. Listen, I'm not doubting that. I just told y'all. I'm not talking about nothing y'all say. I don't have oil pressure, so I don't have nothing to say. Understand? Y'all call my name, say what you want to me. When I get oil pressure, when I come to see you, all y'all got to do is say, okay. That's the shit, man.
Yeah. That's all we gonna say, okay. I can't tell you my oil pressure.
That's what we talking again.
I know to shut the fuck
hey,
up, but I ain't got no oil pressure.
Hey, Scrap.
So what I got to say to somebody?
Hey, Scrap.
Yes, sir.
Scrap.
Yes, sir.
Remember how you told me down south, fix your car, motherfucker? Remember how you rushed me to fix my car?
No, I ain't even sure.
Yeah.
I'm listening to this, and then...
Yes,
I'm
fixing that motherfucker again. When I come out now, I'm going after everybody else I think I can whoop.
See,
I don't give a fuck. They get
the
big block.
Me to fix my car. Listen,
you did good. You did good with your car, yeah.
Ain't nobody helping me pay for it.
Yeah. You did good with your car, yeah.
Hey, man. Hey, man, I'm fixing mine, Leon. Hey, I got to fix mine.
The freak.
I gotta try to follow your footsteps.
My goddamn car let everybody see Thursday every weekend. Shit.
Nobody had that bonus. All the rest of the niggas had that bonus, Jack. We don't have our bonus.
No, don't hide it.
Ain't nothing to see. Scrap, when you look at that man, your best for eight dad. Hey.
We will have this shit. I said, Mom, the picture of my shit, the goddamn rich is up. Yeah, I didn't call you, man. I don't give a fuck. This shit don't bother me. Okay.
I'm a fucking mole. Nobody care about that bullshit. Tell them again, Scrap. Long they get up that race, that's not all we count.
All in love.
How many races? Who all racing tonight? Ain't some good races
got there
for tonight?
They got that shootout. They got the shootout, though. The shootout,
I know Ryan beat him in the second round.
So he in the second round. He beat Cash Out. Is that Cash Out he beat? I believe it was Cash Out.
Mm-hmm. 504.
Are you ready to do some hit? That's how I'm going to do it on your ass, Jack.
What?
There's a lot of shaking down.
Okay, I'm going to put that on your ass.
Hey, no, hey man.
What's up? 503.
Hey, you got to show me.
Yeah, by name.
Don't tell me. Show me.
Man, yeah, you a jinx. I call on fire and burnt. You a fucking jinx.
That's what it is.
Oh, you don't know this one.
Man, you going to race me, Scrap. Hey, Scrap, I know you going to race me, Scrap. I ain't worried about that.
So, as soon as I get this bitch fixed. I call on fire and burnt. As soon as I get up there to run your ass, that bitch call on fire and burnt. Y'all mad at the motherfucker. Nothing you can do about it, though.
No. Shit. Look at me. My nitrous ain't come on. Raylo, my nitrous ain't come on, got my ass whooped. My nitrous ain't come on DD, got my ass whooped. Hell, then got back up there with both of them and still got my ass whooped with the nitrous on. So what's the difference?
Well, I think y'all got out the gas. I think y'all was solo in the minute they got out the gas. Somebody forgot what they were going to.
That was the third race, Scrap.
I missed all of them.
The first two races, the nitrogen come on one time.
Okay.
Raylo and Didi fucked me up.
You know, Didi got that rabbit foot in his ass.
He's one of the weirdest motherfucking psycho.
Hey, Didi is one of the weirdest motherfuckers I ever saw, man. That dude dead on yacht.
Yeah.
If you get around him, boy,
Damn for say he gonna fuck me up. So I get back together. I know Damn for going
on, man, I'm going to be down. I don't even want to talk no more. I'm done talking.
I'm sorry, Scrap, but I'm just telling
man,
you what the man
I can
told.
See if you said Didi, now you done said that. Damn thing gonna do shit. He gonna do a goddamn thing. I can see if you said Didi. Didi's the CEO of the beer camp. Talking about a motherfucker now. You gotta fuck him up. But damn, that man is dead, man. He down there by the side seven. He blowed up. He dead like a motherfucker. He dead by the king. He said he's coming back, though. He's at track peaking and shit. I'm
floor right there. He'll do that.
Where you finna go?
No, I gotta go to work tomorrow.
You still got a job? I thought they fired you today.
That's how fun up there. You already? That's 2 hours ago.
2 hours at the right address.
What they think about Ballsy? 102. They got Ballsy. Oh, that's Saturday. That's Saturday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
They think it's Ballsy.
Oh, no. You ain't down there? You ain't playing?
Bill for the ride. I'm going to the hotel.
I just got out the hospital today. I had surgery. Oh, well, I had a procedure. And my dollars, I don't know who I'm giving it to. What I do? Mine, I just said that. I ain't got no money, y'all. I was in the neighborhood. Goddamn. I'm coming to you, baby. I'm coming to you. Shit, y'all gonna put me out in a hurry. No, I thought that was your card. Who got to do? Oh, I'm sorry. That's what I bet you just picked up. I'm gonna take the 7, y'all. 7 of the 10. What's up, bro? How you feeling, man? I don't touch hands. It's okay. Yeah, it's cool. Bless you, man. 7 of the 10.
Hey man, y'all wanna do a bad report before everything get going? We go off while y'all still on here.
Yeah, do your bad report, baby.
We wanna see who got one. Who got a bad report? Anybody got a bad report?
Yep, Jeremiah, that's it. That's the whole bad report.
All right. Who else?
Gary, again. He gets a rope.
Eddie. I get Danye the bear. I get a cub. Danye the bear.
Okay.
I get Cootie the cub.
Okay.
Let me see. I give all the rest on the Lamont staff to wait till it's time for the crack to fold net on the brood. That's my bad report.
All right, Leon.
Get late to close, and then they want to race.
Hey, no, Lincoln.
Yeah.
Just a question, not to cause no trouble. But do you fall under that Lamont sample? Because I didn't see you grudge race nobody on last Saturday.
I didn't say you, Jeremiah. I said all the people waited till it got close to the track to close, and then they want to grudge race.
Yeah, but I'm gonna tell you what else you didn't say. You did not put me
what,
in that category for bad. I don't like
what
that.
What better time?
So now I'm on your ass.
What better time to race?
Hey, kid.
And we all
that
know.
Time, when that sun slowed down about 7:30, that time it should been getting in.
We all know how this Chicago shit go. You see everybody was scrambling to get a race at the end of the night. Y'all know that time.
What you about Jeremiah? That's almost everywhere. I said, that's all over they do that.
That ain't nothing.
No, we
here,
ain't that. I can understand down south, Eddie. It's hot, 90, 100 degrees. But up here,
you know, the last best could have been 100. It's better 80 than
40.
The last one. I thought it was 100. But it's okay.
Anything better than zero. It was a beautiful event. I can't take nothing from that. I enjoy myself. The people that came to the races with me, they enjoyed this. If I had people at the race, they never been to the track, waiting on the next
year. Yeah. Yeah. Hey, kid, you got some, man? You got some, kid?
No.
How you
uh-huh.
doing, baby girl?
My bad. Gonna be Chef Lee.
I gotta call Rob. Y'all heard from Rob? How Rob, man?
Oh, okay.
I meant to call him today.
Well, I'm gonna close these mics up so I can read mine off because you know, when it interfered and everything, it kind of messed it up. But I'm opening everybody's mic right back up.
You really could have. Why didn't you park right here? Why didn't you park right here?
Hey, Jeremiah, can you ask?
What?
And where I'm opening everybody right back up, man. I just hate to be cut off, man, when I be trying to read. Because I can't read anyway, you know, and then when I get cut off, it just make me lose my position, you know. All right, we got everybody closed up. Let me go and get my bad report, get this out the way. First, I want to, oh, shit, we ain't did the Fish Fry Friday. We'll do that after that. All right, for bad a week up here in the Midwest. I got Donye as the bear, cub. I also got Peanut as the cub. I got Hootie and Most Improved because I ain't never seen a Hootie cow run like that. So I got him for Most Improved. I got Vic as Most Impressive in that old Firebird. It looked real nice. I got Skin as honorable mention. I got Sophia as honorable mention, as Big Ty. And the star of the show was Mudbone. When Mudbone come out there, everybody come out there looking, want to be, get to that fence to see Mudbone go down the track by itself. It didn't do a good job, but hey, it still was the star of the show. Yes, sir. Well, I'm going to open it back up, and I don't know if Leon going to help me fry, somebody going to help me fry this fish right here. But I wanted to say, man, thanks to everybody, man. That was all right, man. Beautiful, beautiful day at the track. Let me go open these mics back up.
I don't know who that is. That's you or him? No, I don't want to touch nobody's money.
Gentlemen, what's
y'all
happening?
Y'all next to each other. So this your car.
What's happening,
car.
Y'all?
Big Mog in the house.
Big Mog, what's going down, man?
Hey, man.
That was the official Mudbone Bear Report, y'all. All right. Where you at, Leon?
80 and 80. That's all it was.
Leon, you ready, man? We're going to do some fish frying, man. I need somebody to help me do some fish frying, man.
Come on.
I don't want to miss nobody out. But like I say, Skin, he won two races, so we can't fry him. I don't know the cars. I know one of them was that Boo. I saw him racing that other car, but I don't know the name of him or nothing like that. So Skin with the win, two races. Let me go where I started. Eric, Deep Blue versus Mike with the white girl. Eric with the win. Now, that was in the shootout, so I can't count that. Jeremiah with the win over Southside Scrap. So we're going to come back and put Southside Scrap in the grease. Cold Blue. Over Cootie. We got Peanut over Hootie. And them all the ones I know. Did I miss anybody?
Yeah, you can you got the frown.
Let me get the fry. Let me get the fry together, man.
Get that fry together.
Let me get the fry together, man, for this.
Everybody got the car.
I can't hear somebody talking. Somebody talking.
I used to eat it every day.
That preacher boy?
That kid running his goddamn mouth.
Oh, goddamn.
I'm going down by that big road.
Listen to that.
Beauty. Eddie. He's come on that fry.
All right. Here we go. Well, like I say, Eric was over white girl, over Mike. So, Leon, how did the race go, man? Did you see it?
Yeah, I seen it. That was a good old race until I heard Eric down there. Eric was so far in front, I heard him pat that gas about three times.
No, he did, man.
He had him pat the gas.
Well, I hate to tell you, Mike, but I guess we got to put you in the grease, man. Got to put you in the grease. Yeah, man. Next up, Jeremiah. With the win over Southside Scrap. Oh, Jeremiah looking good. Every time he come out, he's looking better and better. Oh, Southside Scrap got up there, though. But I got to be sorry for Southside Scraps because Scrap, we going to drop him in the grease. That was Southside versus Southside in the grease. We got Peanut over Hootie. We didn't want to go that way, man. Like I say, Hootie got the most improved car that I done seen in a long time because all the other times I seen Hootie, he wasn't that impressive at all. Now, if he could have kept that sucker down, man, he'd been showing some. But he had his little bad luck, and I don't want to do him like this because he already tore shit up. But I got to fry him.
Hey,
last but not least.
Hey, Eddie, that wasn't cool, man. That wasn't cool.
All right, man. Last but not least, Donye.
Wow.
Got up there against Cootie. Man, old Cold Blue.
soccer house. It was nighttime, man. When that cold blue took up off out of there, man, they was neck and neck. All of a sudden, you seen that extra fire come up out of cold blue, man, and ooh, wee. That sucker laid it down, man. So, that was a real exciting race. And the night light made it even more exciting than what it was. So, I'm sorry, Cody. I'm glad you came up here and enjoyed 41 with us. I hope you had a good time. But your ass going in that green. Yes, sir. And after that, Chuck was running around the whole track beating his chest. We the baddest race team in Chicago. We the baddest in Chicago. But guess what? They got the same record we got for this year. 1-0. Peanut clocks off. He won. That's 1-0. Donye won. That's 1-0. So when they do something different, y'all let me know. Anybody else got somebody want to fry anything, come on with it.
My dog.
Everybody, mic is open.
I want to fry Eddie for frying Hootie. Fry Eddie.
Oh, man. You want to fry Eddie, man? You want to fry Mudbone? All right, man, I'm going to frown for you. Ouch, that hurt. Yeah, that's hot. Couldn't stay in that, man. Ass on fire. Yeah,
hey,
man,
Eddie.
But that was exciting, man. Yeah.
Hey, Eddie.
Yeah, what up, Leon?
I need you to fry all the motherfuckers that won't wait till the last hour to see anyone's blood drink.
All right, Leon. I'm gonna fry them again, Leon. Yes, sir. I seen Terry out there, but he had a little problem, so he didn't get a chance to get his race on, right?
Yeah, he got a punk out. Terry got a punk out.
Okay.
He got one punk out. Then he turned around and paid out a punk out.
What?
Yeah, he paid out a punk out.
Yeah. Yeah, he was there, man. He tried to get out. Yeah. Man, that goddamn Hootie crazy, man. The next day he was out there, he had all this shit laid out in the garage. Like it was in the car. He had the bumper there, he had the motor necks and the shocks and shit laid to the side. He just went on down like with a park supposed to be in a, he on Facebook bullshit, man, about his car, man. I said, boy, I'll be crying. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Well, y'all, is anything else y'all want to do? You still got time.
Hey, preacher boy, why you won't go on mute, man? We don't want to hear what you over there talking about.
He probably ain't got the earpiece in his ear.
Yeah,
I didn't want to leave him mute, but I can mute him back now.
You still muting shit.
What you got?
You trying to talk and
he's
talking.
Yeah, he doing something else, man. Uncle Larry, you there?
Okay.
Uncle Larry was on Preacher Boy Line.
Yeah, I'm
glad.
Yes, sir.
I'm about to
know they got him on the line.
You might have to call my line.
They need to hang him up.
I understand, right?
Yeah. You need to come on my line, Uncle Larry.
He's already on the damn phone, and then he over there holding a whole tape for somebody.
Okay.
You got $50.
Oh, that's wrong one. You need to go get Uncle Larry.
That make the people who got him on the line, goddammit, just retarded.
He on his line, but I had to get Uncle Larry.
Yeah, that's crazy, man.
He'll hang him up because he can't get back on.
I had a good time at the race. That was a nice ass race.
You got what I got left? 40.
Man, I'm about to get off. Shit, I can't take
I'm
going to
hang
shit
up now, man.
You trying to hold a goddamn conversation, and this nigga holding a whole...
Y'all keep for this.
He ain't holding no conversation no more.
Yeah.
I got Uncle Larry over here now. Where you at, Leon?
120,
140, 150, 180.
Hey,
Lee.
Yeah.
They talking like you got that boo ready to go, man.
Yeah, I'm just about ready, Biggie.
All right.
About ready.
You need a driver, let me know.
Love it or return it for free.
Little big man.
We gonna need. Who we gonna put in there, Biggie?
Me, man. What you mean?
Oh, I forget.
Yeah,
my bad,
man. Hey, man, I get off on that man, ain't worried about no yak and nobody else in the back. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, Big Eddie. And here, I thought you were talking about being the driver of the vehicle to get it back and forth to the track.
Oh, wow.
Hey, if you don't start, Eddie, you've been quiet now.
Hi, yeah.
Damn, tomorrow's supposed to be 92.
Yeah, it's gonna be hot tomorrow. Yeah.
How to excuse Peter.
Hey, Jack, you got my phone number, man? You need to get my phone number, Vaughn, and give me a call, man.
All right.
Let me get Tam. Yeah.
Okay.
I'll wait on it. Don't wait on it, man. He's been calling me for 9 months now.
Hey,
don't wait on it.
Hey, Lee, you ain't got to front me off, Lee. Man, you see each other all the time.
But I've been waiting on your call, though.
Me too. I'm trying to push this girl out to call the highway to Chicago some insurance money.
Lord, hey, man, don't be saying that on the phone.
You mean tell me Yak still on here? I know I heard that woman tell him she got to go to work tomorrow. You need to get off the goddamn phone.
Hey, hey, man, I ain't finna eat that ass. It's too early.
Oh, okay.
Good God Almighty.
Too early.
I know I heard her tell you she got to go to work tomorrow.
Yeah, she got to go to work. She better, when I walk back in that room, she better have that ass tooted up. They're going to be about 9 o'clock tonight.
Oh, man.
not Ace Deuce, Yak. Not Ace Deuce, Yak.
Yak like Big Red. His business hours are what time, Yak?
9 to 5, huh? I just take third shift. Hey, Lee, I just take third shift. That's all.
Yeah,
bitch, you
better get
tooted
up, baby.
Yeah. Hell, I'm doing all the goddamn licking. Shit, she better help me out. Shit, I ain't gonna be doing the lifting and the licking. Fuck that shit.
They call that double duty, Yak.
Hey, fuck that. I'm too old for that double duty. I can't hold them damn legs up that long.
She want me to lick that motherfucker.
She better hold her own goddamn legs up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The exchange ain't no robbery yet.
I know.
No,
and I told her, little more down, she act like she happy. Tell me, oh, you going to spend some time with me? I've been in the bed crying. Girl, leave me the fuck alone. Tell me, I'm the one that needs some head. Do me. Shit.
Ooh-wee.
Don't tell me, Big Eddie, this ain't your weekend. This my weekend. You crazy as hell, girl.
Yeah, you a bad boy. I thought this was a family show, Big Eddie.
Hey, man.
He talking about taking care of his old lady, man. That's a part of the family right there.
Okay, all right.
I need
a couple dollars. I got to do what I got to do for her. Shit. She get that check, goddamn it. I need some of that money.
Mm-hmm.
Shit. Yep. Help a brother out.
Hey, is anything going down this weekend at the track? I ain't heard nothing. I've been kind of out of the loop.
They in Alabama, man. But, yeah, something going down Sunday.
Hell, who we got? We got Vic and Jeremiah, don't we?
Yeah, that's one. That's Sunday, Big Mark, at 41.
That's not this Sunday for me and Vic. That's next Sunday.
Yeah, nine times out of ten, Scotty's going to be locking in either Leon or Terrio for next Sunday.
Yeah.
He's going to be locking one of them in. That's where he's at.
And you're a friend of mine, too, Jeremiah. Yvonne ain't here. I'll drive for you.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Get in there.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a good one, Jeremiah and Vic.
I like the G-body.
You do?
Well, you won. You won already on both sides.
Old Papa Grudge ain't doing his thing no more. Because all action gonna basically be tomorrow. What up, y'all? What y'all want to do?
You're quiet, Eddie. Might as well shut this down. What is it, 10:26? Ain't much to talk about.
Yeah, I guess not, man. I always try to at least go to 11, but.
Is that shooting?
Well, I got a question for you, Eddie, before you pull the plug on it. Did you hear about the incident where the lady had her son to come in there and shoot the guy at this fast food restaurant?
Yeah. I saw that.
That's fucked up, ain't
it? Yeah, it's pretty fucked up. But I tell you what, kid, I don't know what she did to make him lay hands on her, but shit, if I can, I'm going to walk away, man. I'm not going to go and start beating on no woman like she a man, you know? But like I say, I don't know what she did, but that wasn't his old lady. I don't even think they knew each other. And they say he whopped upside her head about 3 or 4 times, and she called her son in there. So I don't know what she did.
Now my next question to you.
Yeah.
My next question to you is, what is your 14-year-old son walking around with a gun?
And she knew he had.
Yeah.
One thing about a kid, we'll know where he at, because she just messed his life up.
She's going too.
We'll know where he at from now on. Yeah.
Yeah. She going too, because she a part of it. You know? I don't know how they do when he called himself defender's mama, but the guy tried to turn and run. He shot him in the back. And that's what make it real bad right there. He shot him in the back. But if you saw somebody hitting your mama upside the head, you got a gun. I swear you're going to shoot the shit out of him no matter what the reason was. You ain't going for that. Nobody going for that. Yeah, man.
No, that ain't
right. And another thing is, my mama wouldn't have had to tell me if I was dead and I had a pistol. This man hit my mama.
You got damn right. Yeah. So I don't know how they gonna call that. It might be a murder, but it's gonna be one of them where they say, you know, he didn't have to go get the gun; he had it with him. So he ain't gonna get no first degree like that. I don't believe. Cause that's something else, man. To see your mama getting beat upside the head.
And from
now,
what you don't even know? Oh, hell no!
Now, what I don't understand about the whole situation is, how can this shit escalate like that? And you in here ordering food or whatever?
That's what I don't understand, kid.
I mean, you placed the order or whatever. So in other words, the guy came from behind the counter and got into a fight with her or something.
They got the arguing. They was arguing. And I guess you know how women run their mouth, man. See, you got to ignore that shit sometimes. You just can't come over there and start putting hands on them. You know, and you a man. Yeah, so. But, it looked like somebody I know on my page. She used to be a tech up there at DeVita's. I see she got the guy on her page. It must be somebody that she knew real good. Yeah.
Now you got a 14-year-old riding around with you and shit with a illegal handgun on him.
Yeah.
Yeah. What kind of shit is this? What kind of parent are you?
My Brian, bro. Yeah, that's crazy. That's fucking crazy, man. That's what the world came to, man.
This shit,
a lot
this
of
shit
hatred
is ridiculous.
Out here now. Yeah.
This shit is ridiculous.
I know the gun got to be illegal
because he's not old enough to buy one.
That's right. That's right.
Man, that's sad. That's real sad, man.
You done gave your son
life away.
Like a cold case, like, you know, you got first 48. It's unsolved.
That's sad, man.
You have the box down on the bed. Yeah.
That's your being a
bear.
Yeah, that's
the sad shit.
You act like I'm taking your road or something.
You better. You done.
Huh?
Hey,
what?
Man, that girl, if, woman just gave us some. Like, that's crazy.
If you need any help, you, you know how to dial 911, right?
Man, I bought this girl all type of rolls and vibrators. She got a new sim motherfucker. My neck get tired.
Okay. You know, just in case she goes started whooping on you and shit, you know, don't forget about 911. You can get some help.
Hey, baby, take a picture. Pull that paper out the top dresser drawer. Take a picture, and let me send them this picture of this order protection after you fuck up. Fuck up. Hey, I'll pull that
paper out. Don't let me get you in trouble yet.
Hey,
don't let me
get
you in trouble yet.
When I pull the paper out. Hey, I go get that paper out that drawer. She gets some get right in her, boy. She start calming down.
Oh, okay,
down, quick.
Get that act right in her, huh? Hey.
Mm-hmm. You know what
hey,
I did? I go outside, lock the door, and kick it open.
Mm-hmm.
That was on the 111 across from that White Castle, wasn't it?
Yeah, somewhere right in the 116th or
yeah,
something, Halston. I think
they
it was Halston,
116th
right?
at first, but I saw today I thought they said 111 in Halston right
it's
there.
It's a hot dog stand. I think it's a hot dog stand.
Yeah, Maxwell Polis, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, right.
Where is
that? From Wendy's. Right there, like
across from Wendy's.
16 on 17, right across from Wendy's. Yep.
If you can go inside, Mark.
Huh?
You can go inside it.
Yeah, you can stand. It's just like.
Yeah, you know they got a little area you can stand inside of.
Yeah, a little area you can stand inside, or you can come out and sit on. They got park benches outside.
Patio.
That's what I thought. That's the one I know you can go inside that place because I guess when I go, it'd be late and they serve out the window, right?
No, it's open 24. It's like two door entrances with no door. You just walk right in there.
It's not like the one that on
serve
on
right
on
out the window. Can't you get it from the outside, too? Is that a different spot?
Uh-uh. That's a different spot.
That's a different one. It's a little farther down there.
Yeah, 75th Street. That one you can go get it out the window like
no,
that.
No, it's the other way. It's the other way, like towards 127. You can pull up. You ain't got to go inside.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah,
I know what's going
on. Wild shit right there on that corner, man. Shit, a couple of weeks ago, the goddamn brand new car flipped over right in front of you. Guys got the shooting, and the car hit the curb of one of them Infiniti SUVs, and it flipped over in the middle of the street down there.
Right.
Man, they got a lot of.
That's what I'm saying. I can't believe it on that.
Hey,
hey
Jeremiah.
What up, Eddie? Who's that?
You'll be ready next time, man. We're going to get out on the trans break. We're going to do the whole version, man.
All right, I'm ready.
All right, man.
Hell yeah, I'm ready for that.
Hey, I ain't see Big Mom. I heard you was there, but I ain't see you, Mom.
Yep, I didn't get there till late. I got there
yeah,
probably
I
about 6:15.
Was over with. Yeah.
I went down by, I came down the bleachers where you normally be at. I didn't see you, and I went down to the starting line. I saw Kid, I saw Chef Lee down there. Then I pulled up in the pit. I was in the pit most of the time.
I was down there with Uncle Larry.
I didn't see Uncle Larry either. I saw Stokey.
He's right across from the food, right where the staging lane at.
Okay, I was right there sitting. Matter of fact, you seen where Skin's car in that 8-second Subaru was parked at that fast one?
Yeah.
I was parked right behind them.
Well, that double tent that you saw sitting there, Uncle Larry's right up under that tent.
Okay.
Yeah.
I sure didn't see him.
Yeah. Yeah, turn your head, man. You got to take your eyes off them polar sauces and shit, but nobody going to steal them from you.
No, man. I ain't even get a chance to get over there and get a plate from Chef Lee. And, you know, that's something that I can't go by an event without going over there and supporting Lee, man. I feel bad about that.
Yep.
Yeah, man.
I saw Leroy. I walked over to the pits and talked to him for a minute when he made that solo blast.
Yeah, he made two of them with
the Sham and Sherman.
With Mudbone. He made about two or three with the Malibu.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Hey, Ma.
Yeah.
The answer to your question about Vaughn is September 2nd.
September, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
September 2nd.
Thank you, Uncle Larry. I got to put that on my calendar.
Yeah.
Man, we got to push it. I'm waiting for him to give me the information.
Ain't nobody really got nothing coming up in the next month or so at 41?
Yeah. Big Leroy and Big Sham, July 30th.
Oh, shit, I didn't know they had another race coming that soon. Okay.
What about me? I just tapped.
Yeah, man.
Double D got a speed race coming up.
You?
Yeah, I heard of Double D from Chicago with the Corvette.
Okay.
Yeah, he down there.
No, Double D couldn't even get a race out there Saturday.
Double D.
Hey, people, boy. I think they're at the Indianapolis 500 out here. This fool flying with no headlights or taillights, so.
Oh, boy.
Yeah,
I
said the little time I was at the race, man, I had a good time, man. And I came in, I seen that parking, that yard was full. I said, all right.
Yeah, that, man, had a good outing, man.
They had major attendance.
Oh, yeah.
We need to make a video start checking.
Oh, hey, Eddie, somebody did send me a picture of you, man. Did you send out somebody sent you?
Huh?
Somebody sent me a picture. You had that outfit on, look like you part of the Wu-Tang Clan or something over there. I've seen you. I said, Samurai Big Eddie, goddamn.
Samurai Big Eddie, goddamn, you fat motherfucker.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man.
Well, come on, all right, it's gonna be all right, though, man. It's gonna be all right. I'm glad I support the show and them people came, man. It was good to see all of that. How were the shootouts? Did they get them all? Did that work out?
No, they only had a four-car shootout, man.
Okay. Who won that one?
You say who won it?
Then?
Big Eddie.
That's ugly. You lost him over there.
Yeah, you must have been talking about that.
Anybody know who won the shootout on Saturday?
Yeah, man.
He back. He said, who won the shootout, man?
Yeah.
They won the shootout.
Okay.
With Lil Vinny.
Okay.
Yeah.
Double D just won the race. Double D with the win.
God damn.
Double D with the win.
Damn, Double D a bad motherfucker, boy.
Yeah. He told me
Double D a bad motherfucker, man. He be always tearing somebody ass up.
Double D, I love watching that bet make a blast, man.
As
it goes straight down there like it's in a slot car track or something. It just goes straight in there.
Yeah, man. Double D a bad motherfucker. I got to take my hat off to him.
Yeah.
See, he ain't lost in about 2-3 years, is he?
Yeah, I know he had a nice winning streak going.
Yeah.
Shit, matter of fact, I'm looking. He ain't sent me a video. I ain't even opened that motherfucker up. I ain't opened it up yet. See what he sent me.
That damn Double D.
Hey, is anybody else car named Colombiana?
Colombiana? That's a movie.
No. She's a contract killer.
Yeah.
Oh, man, not Zoe.
Yeah.
One of my favorite movies.
Yeah, man.
Matter of fact, it ain't gonna be Colombian. It's gonna be the contract killer.
All right, so she's
contract
coming
killer.
Up, grandson. I think grandson coming up.
I gotta go and watch this shit, man.
You say grandson coming up? Hey, who page you looking at, Leon?
Whoever Grudge.
put on.
Man, what's up with all these cars? Got blue hood, light blue hood, brown car, burgundy car.
Yeah, man.
That day, Double D went down and got him a win.
Shit. The boy is getting ass somewhere.
Because all the grudge races will be tomorrow night, then. Because I don't think nobody grudge today.
Oh, man. What you got to do tomorrow? We should leave and go down south to this race right now.
Oh, man.
We should leave right now. If we left, if we was on the road by 12 o'clock, we'd be there by 8 o'clock in the morning. Well, no, we'd be there by 12 o'clock in the afternoon. But we have to do it. We have to do it. Right, we have to do a turning by and lead the track by 8 o'clock. No, probably not. That's cool.
If you go down 65, you can get there in about 11 hours.
You said 11 hours.
Yeah, man.
Yep. Stop and get some gas at the Loves on 159th and get on 65 and head that way.
Double D,
you know,
with the win.
You know goddamn well that God's green earth, Jeremiah going on clock and goddamn it, what's it called, goddamn it, to the parade tomorrow, man. Stop it, man. Man ain't going no goddamn drag race. Man, lying. No phone answering, motherfucker. Won't a motherfucker answer the phone for him? Going to the gay parade tomorrow. Going to Pride Fest, homie. That bitch ain't going down to no Steel, Alabama.
Uh-oh. There go the predator. You got the predator up there.
That poo-poo right here, Uncle Larry.
Yeah, that was poo-poo. It's all on mute.
Nah, you ain't got to go on mute. We ain't going to be on her too much longer, no way.
Who's the predator locked in with, Leon?
I'm telling you, see, they're like a white car. They're like a Monte Carlo.
I know Whitnum got a, they got a locked in race. I forgot who the hell it was.
Whitnum's supposed to be running Grandson.
Oh, okay.
They're like,
well, that'll be tomorrow.
It won't. Florida.
That'll be tomorrow. It won't be tonight.
Yeah, yeah. I'm smoking from Florida. Oh, they both just went to the beam.
What's smoke in the Monte Carlo?
Monte Carlo.
Is that a grudge race?
I don't know.
That can't be no grudge race.
Why come it can't be?
Because that man red lit. Well, I don't know. You're right. You might be right.
Yeah, that motherfucker red light on grudge race? What are you talking about? When it stop red light? Shit.
Tell them again, Shorty.
Shit, when they stop. Ain't gonna never stop.
They just went down through there. Smokey just cut off.
Hey, kids, that's the case. That wasn't no grudge race. When Preacher Boy and Terrio car went through there, he rolled the beans. That could have been no grudge
race.
Oh,
man.
Shit. I'm going red light all the time. They go red for the bread now.
Mm-hmm.
Gee, they go red for that motherfucking bread. I don't know what's wrong with them. What's wrong with that fucking?
What up, Shorty?
What up, Eddie?
You the man.
I like cold cake, bro.
I'm looking for... I'm looking for some work. Kamala Harris, baby.
No, man.
I know it's slow and all that. Find me some slow work. I need some work. Come on.
Yes, sir.
It's better than me saying, you need some work with that Taurus, Eddie. You know what I'm saying? A little quicker than that. Come on.
Yes, sir. You saw what I
man,
did. You saw what I did with Kimo.
Man,
you don't hear?
Man, Big Mark fronting and shit. Didn't even come to the track with his car, man. Did all that whooping and
hell
shit.
No, didn't. I knew it.
Had me talk crazy and shit, man. He disappointed me again.
Goddamn.
I got
him. Goddamn, Shorty, I want to ask you a question. After you won your race,
yeah,
I saw they had you spray an eagle across your hood. Did they ever find what they were looking for?
No, they ain't found nothing. They still looking.
Oh, okay.
They some jackass. They know every goddamn thing, but don't know nothing at all.
I hear you.
They always accuse the motherfucker of something to find it here, motherfucker. Hey, kid.
You woke me up with the phone.
Yeah.
The floor.
I'm accuse you for breaking in my house, and I got cameras, and I don't see you on the camera.
On the table.
Right. You got a point there, Shorty.
Big Grace.
Vampire. You're a vampire.
See where was
they always accuse the motherfucker of something and don't see it.
Mm-hmm.
A kid, a vampire, you can't see him in the mirror. He can't see his image.
I get it, but all I'm saying is that if he a vampire, he a good one. Stop accusing them. They ain't see his fangs come out.
Well,
they ain't caught his ass at nighttime with them fangs and bite nobody's neck. So what the fuck are they keep accusing him for?
Hey, Shorty, Lil Will must have called him and told him to search you. Lil Will must have called him and told him to search you.
Hey! Hey, Eddie.
Yeah.
They're going to accuse you of having a big chief, goddammit. You popped the hood and
showed
up at the conventional head. So you mean to tell me you got a disguised chief in your car that you
hell
can't
nah,
see?
Hell nah, I tell you. I wish I did.
Hey, that'd be just like me saying, Eddie, what you got the hood up for? Shit, they looking, they say I got a chief in the motherfucker. Ain't nothing but a conventional head. So you mean to tell me you hid the goddamn chief up under the conventional head?
Yeah,
man.
Yeah,
these dumb motherfuckers.
Yeah, I
man,
thought I saw that Trans Am out there, Shorty.
Yeah, that motherfucker was out there. But Mark
yeah,
was
out there.
Mark was
Big
in a big-ass Suburban
right.
About to hit my goddamn car. He's so frantic, he's about to hit my car.
Damn, Mark
all in the staging lane
good,
with
man.
A big raggedy-ass Suburban.
He in the staging lane with a big raggedy-ass Suburban. He pulled out the fucking car in the staging lane. The fuck is he in the staging lane with a big raggedy-ass Suburban? For what?
Oh, man.
He wasn't going to race that motherfucker.
Trans Am was out there, boy.
Yeah, I had some cars on it, too. I see the little drag radio on that thing, too.
Yeah, man.
See that old stacking ass Bernard. He's out there with that motherfucker. It was white. It was white, wasn't it?
Yep. Yep.
Damn, Eddie, how you see it? Eddie, he came by you, huh? Let you see.
I was right there in the tent with Uncle Larry where y'all was parked at.
Hey, you see that motherfucker ride bad, didn't you?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Eddie, Gerald's on the passenger side, teasing the shit.
Yep. And then I went over to the fence later on, and right there in front of the stands. That's where I ended up sitting at the rest of the night. That's where I sung my famous song, Trans Break, at.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Me, Jeremiah, a couple of my other buddies, and my grandbaby.
Hey, he's over there. You know? I said, I ain't see Eddie over there with Uncle Larry. He said, no, he moving around. I said, Charlie. I said, he ducking me. I said, Eddie ducking me.
He ducking me. I saw you out there, shorty.
Hey.
Hey, man, Preacher Boy came over there by me. He tried to get over there, but he couldn't get over that wall. Yeah, I told him I holler. Yeah.
Come on, man. You should get over the wall. Good God.
Hell no, nah, that wall, man. Preacher was out there for a long time signing up shit. He did. All of them did a good job, though, with that mic and shit, man. Kept it going. You know, it was like a family thing. Everybody put a part in. That was sweet.
That's right.
Yep. Him and Jeremiah out there. Shit. The next thing I was looking for was somebody to say, got a bub on. Got a little bub on. Here we go.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
He was out there having too much fun with that purple thing. You heard what I told Kimo? What he thought? What Kimo thought, man? He said, y'all got that slow motherfucker out there. I said, shit, now you seen it. Give me two on the break.
Uh-oh. I heard y'all today.
Yeah.
Man, where Big Mark at, man? Where that goddamn Big
Mark?
Mark,
come out of the hole, man. Yeah. Skin already know you.
You
might as well come out.
Put it in the bushes, bro.
Yeah. I don't know.
That man came all the way out there without his car, and he was locked in. What's wrong with him?
I don't know, man. Did he pay the punk out?
Hey, what's up?
Yeah, they paid the punk out.
Hey,
Shorty, he knew my car wasn't running. My car was at his house. It's at his house right now. He come up there bragging about, oh, I'm supposed to run, but he knew my car was at his house. He knew I was lucky to get the day off. I didn't get there at 6:15 in the evening.
Who car was at your house?
My car at Bernard's house right now. It been there since about 3 o'clock Saturday.
So you mean to tell me you took your car to Bernard's house and you gonna race him?
Mm-hmm.
I don't understand that, Big Mark. Something wrong with you. What do you think?
My car, I told y'all, the car been sitting, man. The brakes were messed up. The ABS light was on. So I left it over at his house so he could fix the brakes and detail the car.
You going to let a motherfucker fix your brakes and detail your car that you
going
to race?
Yeah, he ain't going up under my hood. He ain't doing none of that.
I ain't never heard of no shit like that, man.
God.
Big Mark, you a bad motherfucker. I never heard of no shit like that.
I don't think he do nothing, nothing crazy to me, man. I trust
him. He ain't doing nothing crazy to you. He just know that you ain't got shit. That's what the point I'm making. I don't think you understand. He don't got to do nothing crazy to your cop. A motherfucker know what it takes to win, which is nothing, because you ain't got nothing.
Right, right.
That's what I'm saying. That doesn't make sense to me.
It makes a lot of sense.
Oh, that makes sense to drop your car and somebody
out. Sense, my bro.
And let them fix the brakes. So, Mudbone, you going to drop your car to Leon and you and him going to race. Y'all locked in. And you going to race.
And you if I do, I'm going to use Leon's car and he's going to use mine. If I do, we get the track.
I
don't switch cars.
That don't make no sense to me. Yeah.
I ain't going to let Leon tune my car then I'm going to race him. No. But fixing my brake, my frozen caliper, yeah, I let him do that. I trust him.
So where do you end up in the cornfield?
I don't think you understand what I'm saying, man. All I'm saying is that suppose you got a stock car, Eddie. You like fuck that. Mark might have did something to his, but then Mark bring his car there for you to detail it. You can look and see he ain't done shit.
Yeah,
you can do something simple and beat the fuck out of him. That's what I'm saying. He ain't even making no sense. But I forgot. He must ain't got none because he been racing longer than me. Man, that got to be the dumbest shit in the world. I ain't say nothing about tuning your car. I'm saying, why would you allow? All I'm saying is, if I say fuck that, I need a big chief to whoop Eddie because I believe he got one. Then I see your car, Eddie. You got a fucking small block in it. This man got some manifolds and a small block. Shit, I don't need shit. I get this stock Pro 54. I ain't got to do shit. I'm going to whoop his ass. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah,
he
man.
Gets everything I'm saying. And I just don't understand.
How could
you be that retarded? Come on.
I'm not saying nothing about
he going to do nothing to your car. That's not what I'm saying.
What I'm saying is, listen to me. I had the same access to his car up under his hood, inside of it. I know everything. He ain't done to it either. He bone stock just like me. That's why I ain't had nothing to hide. I seen his under his hood. Matter of fact, they were both sitting out there with the hoods up yesterday.
Okay.
They two bone stock ass cars. One got 125,000 miles.
Both of them bone stock.
128.
Both of them. They two different stocks, though. Let me tell you how two cars can be two different stocks. Yours can be stock and have 300,000 miles on it. His can be stock and have 60,000 miles on it.
Right.
Don't you think he would be stronger than you?
Right. But
that's what the belief
would
be. I don't know.
125,000 miles. He got 128,000.
His 128, his 128 could be better than your 126.
Yeah, you could be right.
But
you don't believe that
to be true, though. Or vice versa.
I mean, you know.
Your 128 could be way better than his 126.
That's what I'm betting on.
But I drove your car. Your shit drive like it got 300,000 on it. That motherfucker crawl. Now, I'm just trying to help you, buddy. You don't get your ass pulled out there. That motherfucker weak. That motherfucker weak as fuck. I drove it. I was finna run my own car with it. You let me drive it.
Yeah.
I said, no. I'm glad I ain't ready. I can't whoop. I tried to play it all the way to the end. But no, that's why I brought that motherfucker back. Said something wrong with it. Now, you don't remember that either, huh? You don't remember me bringing your car back and said, man, what's wrong with it? Why did it say? But that ain't really what I'm talking about. I'm talking about you took your car over there and you was locked in to run somebody, man. That's what I'm talking about. You was locked in. Big Steve locked your car in for $250. Why wouldn't you bring your car?
That wasn't the run, Bernard. I was supposed to run Dave.
I know it wasn't to run Bernard. I said to run somebody else. He locked you in. Why you bring your car?
And,
that's all I'm saying. Why you let him down like that?
Steve Phillips.
You heard Steve Phillips.
Skid. Steve and him and goddamn Bernard all knew that I wasn't, well, I don't know if Steve knew, but Bernard knew and Dude knew that I was not bringing my car because I wasn't even sure I could get the day off from work. And I
but
hadn't
listen
even gotten
to
the car.
Listen this, though.
So then.
Listen this, though, Mark. Bernard knew and the dude knew that he locked in. But Steve didn't know, and that's your buddy. Why you ain't let him know? He locked your car in.
See, Steve.
He had to pay off $250. He had to pay the lockup off.
Sure. Steve wanted to argue. Me and him was not locked in to run the sham race. We were locked in to run when both the cars at the track. That was our stiff. Both the cars had to be at the track.
Well, I don't think you understand what I'm saying. I'm not talking about you, Big Mark.
Yeah,
I said you let him
Steve
lock your car in, man. Man, this man want to argue about nothing, man.
I'm not arguing with you, Shorty. You're right. Go
you
ahead.
You is, man, because you ain't letting me finish, Mark. You keep saying some dumbass shit. I said, why would you let Big Steve lock your car in, man? He asked you before he locked your car in. He says, you going to the track with your car. You said, yeah. He locked the 250 in with the dude. Then you going to whoop dude ass. That's
wow.
What I'm sitting there trying to tell you. You keep saying something else.
He
should have told
me
you weren't carrying your car. I would assume that's your goddamn friend. He locked in with your car.
Man.
So I'm just assuming. You not letting me finish. You keep trying to cut me off. And you ain't talking about the same thing that I'm talking about. I said, you keep saying Steve didn't know. You said Steve didn't know. But Bernard and the other dude knew, the two dudes that's trying to raise you. I said, why would you let Big Steve lock your car in? He locked it in for $250 and paid it off. That's what I'm saying, man. You keep avoiding the question.
No, I'm not avoiding the question. He paid
okay,
it
now
off.
Okay, what you got to say behind that? Watch everybody start laughing. Go ahead. Tell me what you got to say behind that.
Hey, man, I did not guarantee that I would be at the sham race. I said I would race him, but
I
did not guarantee.
Why you tell Big Steve that? Why would you let him lock your car in? That's what I'm saying. See, he can't answer that, Eddie. He ain't answering that. He keeps talking about some other shit.
I mean, it's just
he won't answer what I'm asking him.
Hey, it's just a waste of time trying to ask for him, because once he make up his mind, that's it. It's a waste of time. He knew, or he say he didn't know, but Dave knew.
So you need to tell me. Yeah, now, wait a minute. Let me get this straight, Dak. You might be right, but let me get this straight. No, I'm saying let me get it straight. So you telling me that Big Steve smart ass, he's so fucking dumb that he know you ain't going to be there and he going to lock his money.
He locked your car.
You trying to tell me that he that motherfucking dumb. I never know him to be that goddamn stupid. You need to tell me he gonna make up his own mind and do what he want to do with your damn car, and know you had to work. That's what you telling me.
Shorty, what I'm telling you,
that's what you basically telling me. I know that man ain't that slow, but if you say that slow, I'm gonna go with what you say.
Okay, what I said.
Please straighten me out.
I would race him, but. I wasn't sure I was going to have the day off, so I couldn't lock in the sham race. Because he's asking me, man, why don't you get a picture like when you ran skin and put the picture? I said, I can't do that because I'm not sure I'm going to have the day off. I'm not sure I'm going to be able to have the car ready. I said, but the day we both had the track, I'm going to whoop your ass. That's what I said. But Steve... Steve said that I said I was going to lock in for sham race. I did not say that.
I'm back. I had another call on another line. I'm back, y'all. Did he straighten it out? Did that goddamn Big Ma straighten it out?
He got an SS Camaro. Sad situation.
I don't know, man. I just said, I don't know. That didn't make no sense to me.
So you mean to tell me, Scrap, I'm dumb as a motherfucker. I know your car ain't ready, and I'm going to lock that bitch in for the 17. I know that bitch ain't ready.
And give
away
the
money. Thank you,
Shorty.
I'm
you
a
just made my point right there, Shorty. Shorty, you just made my whole point right there.